All right, the emails can stop starting whatever day April 1st is on. Looks like it's a Wednesday. 1190 starts going to daytime power at 7 a.m. Obviously, there's some AM station near 1190. Either they're cutting their power up a little earlier than they're supposed to. Or maybe it's where they are. Maybe they're just on the edge of a time zone. I don't know. You got country music playing underneath you early in the morning. You don't know if that's a bleed over station. I'm just doing it.
That is true. Because sometimes it is you.
I mean, they've gone to the trouble of actually recording the audio and sending it to Dan, who sends it to me like I could do anything about it.
It's not like I'm trying to get you to take some sort of action. It's just a, hey, looky here.
So obviously there is an interest. Alfie said nothing showed up in the February numbers for 1190, but according to Anna DeHaro, we did.
Then I'd be curious to know what she was looking at, because I saw the same stuff Alfie did, and nothing popped up, unless she looked specifically at the time we're on, as opposed to just that morning block.
You'd have to explain it better, but that's close enough.
Yeah. What we saw was the 6 to 10 a.m. numbers, which is standard for morning drive. But we are on 7 to 11.
And if the station doesn't go to high power until about 7:45 right now, then it's almost 2 hours we lose.
Right.
But there's the good news. The sun is on the horizon now. And at 7 a.m., they'll go to 50,000 watts. Mm-hmm. And then whatever reason in May, I didn't realize the Earth twisted that fast. In May, it goes to 630.
Yeah.
High power.
Yeah, it's constantly shifting.
So we can start
shifting.
Running best up from 630 to 7.
Yeah.
They'll sell it.
I know they will. My God, they love
you
to
give
sell.
Them anything for 1190 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's a static shot, a non-moving picture of Chloe taking a for half an hour with commercial breaks.
They'll get it sponsored.
They've waited for years to be able to sell advertising on that station. I don't know how the rest of the day does, but according to David Henson, is he our general sales manager?
I believe so, yes.
Well, what is Sean McAllister, who jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge? What does he do? I thought he was general sales manager.
Kelly Parker is general sales manager, I believe.
Okay, great.
Both.
What does David Henson do?
David and Sean, I think, are both the same level. They are both sales managers. They have teams that they head up.
So David and Sean are on the same level, and then some chick is over them?
Yes.
Man, this place is just overrun by women.
Not really.
Who's the operations manager for like the Eastern Seaboard?
Kelly Kibler.
Okay. Our former general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Yes.
Luckily, we got Charlie Wallbanger in there.
That's right.
What is his name?
Crap, I just forgot.
Because I think he's in the building now.
Yes, he is. It's
Wanamaker. I don't know where I'm getting Wanamaker. I like Wallbanger.
Wallbanger sounds cool.
Give me a Charlie Wallbanger. Which on certain days may be accurate, or what's going on in his office.
Is that Wilkinson? Yeah, Alfie's nodding yes. Wilkinson.
We should write that down on something.
We should. And as opposed to me just relying on calling him C-Dub.
He likes that, though.
He likes being called C-Dub?
C-Dub.
All right.
How do you know that?
He said at that happy hour he invited us all to.
That we didn't go to?
Yeah. He said that that's what his friends in Houston call him.
They can't remember his last name?
I guess so.
Okay, so three women.
I don't know. I can't work for a GM that I got to call C-Dub.
You don't have to call him that. You can just call him Charlie. or Charles.
But he's Dub. Then when we go dancing. Dub stepping.
I got your favorite tunes.
I don't know. I'm not big on nicknames for GMs.
It does seem odd.
Like if he came in, "Hi, I'm Charles, Charlie Weaver." What is it?
Wilkinson.
Charles Wilkinson. It was Charlie Weaver. Okay.
I've only got dream.
Yeah. Dream sequences?
Weaver in my mind.
Oh.
When you say that.
Alfie, Google Charlie Weaver. See who that is.
I got $5. He's country.
Yeah, it's a cowboy. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
I got money. Hollywood Squares is involved. That's normally our two go-to.
We'll know if the related image pops up of Shadow Stevens. Aha.
Charlie Weaver was a character on Jack Parr's Tonight Show.
Oh.
Oh. Well, all right.
There was on the Hollywood Squares?
I don't know if the actor who played him was.
Some old guy wearing a hat.
That's him.
Say anything about Hollywood Squares? I hate to be wrong on this.
Let me search.
It would be...
You're right.
Lower left hand, lower left box.
holy crap.
All right?
You're right. He was in the lower left square.
Mm-hmm. I guess he was too old to get anywhere up. I think Rose Marie was normally above him. I bet that was nice and smelly.
The things from television that you know/remember.
But ask me about the government.
How many members of Congress are there?
435.
I think that is still correct.
Okay.
See, it's you remember other things.
Speaker of the House is...
That's actually exactly what I was going to ask you next.
Is a...
Well, I mean, some would say yes, but some would say no. But it's not female.
Oh, well, then John Boehner, Speaker of the House.
There you go.
The guy that used to do impersonations.
I don't think he ever did impersonations.
I think he did. Alfie, Google us. See if
oh, no.
John Boehner used to do impersonations. Okay, I got President, I know Biden, I know Boehner. Pelosi is the Queen of SeaWorld.
I don't know. There's a few that are up for that title.
He's right, Dan.
What?
John Boehner did do impersonations.
He did?
Yeah.
Of what?
Obama and a couple other people.
Does he do a walk-in?
He's jacking with you.
Oh.
It's John Boehner.
Okay. And John Boehner is?
I think he used to do the voice of the aardvark.
From the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
The one that sounds really, really bigoted?
Hey, Ant.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think that was him. Okay. So the aardvark is the Speaker of the House.
Look, this is how you connect the dots. That's how the show's going.
Let's see. After the Speaker is the... I don't know. Somebody hold a gavel. Underneath the Speaker of the House.
Mm. I don't know. Then you get into minority leader. I think she's the minority leader.
Pelosi?
Yeah. But then you also have the whips.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
I understand that. That's a colloquialism for somebody that whips. I personally find it offensive.
I'd probably.
Especially if they're in charge of some Rogers, rule of order.
Oh, Rogers, I thought thesaurus.
I don't know. Rogers, rule of order.
I am no expert on parliamentary procedure. I was not in Stuco.
Whip is something that came from the parliament, though, right?
Yes, it is. Their exact function, I am not sure. I think they're supposed to be sort of, you know, kind of like the taskmasters of the house, but I don't.
I said, sit down.
But
oh,
I don't know.
I get it. It's because I'm Hank Johnson.
No.
Let's see. How do we get off on that? Oh, Charlie. All right. GM. Yeah, had he come in and said, I'm Charlie Wallbanger.
Whatever. Wilkinson.
But I like to be called Spike.
I would so want to ask why.
I'm not doing it. Even if he just said, I enjoy it and I consider anything else an insult. I am not calling you Spike, Duke, Hoss. I'll refer to you as boss.
I'm actually tempted now to change his nickname to Spike. Hey, Spike. Because that's typically how a nickname originates. It's usually based on something that someone doesn't want to be called, and then you get called it repeatedly.
Anybody here have nicknames?
Mm-mm.
I was never called anything when I was a kid.
No.
I don't know. You and Dwayne started calling me Clozilla a long time ago. That's the only thing I really picked up.
I like that. It's got your name in it. We considered you the monster of drinkers.
That actually makes sense. So much so you probably originated from the liquor, like Godzilla does, out of the water.
I am here to drink all of your...
I drink domestic beers. Foreign beers I stomp on. Especially sake. Okay. Video stream up. Everything working, Alfie?
Everything's cool.
See your camera.
That's me.
Yeah, you probably need to lower that a little bit.
All right.
But you don't have to do it right now. Or you can. Gotcha, right now we'll watch.
All right.
A little something for everybody.
How's that? Canted.
Good job. Made it worse.
Kind of sticking.
Let it go. See what happens. That's a good shot of your neck. I'll fix it during the break. Hey, Claude.
Mm-hmm.
You talked to Kenzie yesterday, didn't you?
On Monday night.
Yeah.
She calls, which is when she calls, which very rarely does. I'm like, what's up? God, I mean, is something going on? Because she always texts, always.
Guess what she did that you told her not to do?
No. I told her over and over again, and she backed up my reasons for not saying anything.
Oh.
Because she saw a bunch of postings on Facebook and had to know.
See, I didn't see anything on Facebook. But then again, I don't know how to look at the news feed. I think I've got it shut down just where all I can see is my stuff.
You may have done that, yes. It may not have even been on your page. I know some people posted some things on my page in regards to it.
Okay, so Chloe told her. She called and she asked about Rocco being put to sleep.
She goes, what's all the stuff I'm seeing on Facebook?
Does
it need anything? Should I do anything? I'm like, no, just just leave it alone. Don't even send a message, a nice thing, anything. Just leave it alone right now. Just don't do anything at all. And she goes, yeah, I understand. You know, cause some people do, they just handle it things their way. And I go, absolutely. So don't bother him with anything. And then
was she upset?
Very, very much so. She was rattled when she couldn't hardly get the question out when I answered the phone.
Well, she spent a lot of time with the dogs.
Yeah, she was upset.
Okay, so Chloe tells her not to text me.
Right. No contact whatsoever.
Right. I won't read it. I will just show you.
Okay.
Text.
No, that's multiple bubbles.
Text.
Oh, that's way too many. That's lots of gray boxes.
Printed out probably would be at least a page long.
Yep.
I know this is probably a stupid question, but are you okay? Well, yeah, I'm fine. Rocco's dead.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it with her? She can't follow instructions. It didn't bother me. I got a couple of texts. I got one phone call and one text from two of my exes, neither of which were Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Big shock. Let me wipe the confetti off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be able to see you as soon as a balloon stops falling from the ceiling. It's such a surprise.
Mm-hmm. And Rocco was her dog originally. It's easy to say, you know, wow. It's,
and you
I'm
know
surprised.
She's got to know. There's got to be somebody that listens to this show that knows her.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Rachel, the chick I dated in the 90s, I think I can say her whole name. I've never said anything bad about her. Yeah. Rachel Colby called me.
You've always said nice things about her, too, which is rare. Usually you're able to find something.
And then I got a text with a picture from Mona, who I dated in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
She did the sad ear thingy with her fingers next to her head.
That was the 2000s.
I thought I said the 2000s.
No, 90s.
No, whatever.
I think in the 90s she'd have been underage.
Bandy, I don't hear dick.
Oh, God.
But I'm a grown man. I'll get over it.
I don't think so. I don't think you ever really completely, you know, get over it.
Why is it guys don't grow out of that?
Because we... You know what?
Because as soon as you have a dog die, you have to put one down. You go back to being six.
It's women's fault. We actually are capable of loving very hard, and then they do something that twists us. With dogs, they don't do anything to affect us. That's why we're able to hang on to that so well.
Be a good question for Dr. Thornton, but I don't want to get into it later. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to... Moved past it.
I still remember my first dog. Best damn dog ever. And which kind of sucks because she set the bar way too high. So every other dog falls short of it. And I look at that dog and say, why can't you be like my first one? And then they look at me like, huh? Because they don't understand a damn thing I say.
I've had the same conversations with girlfriends. On two levels. Why can't you be like my first girlfriend or my first dog?
Exactly.
Sit, dog gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit for her, ain't got no time for a chair.
How dare you tell me what to do?
Quiet, dog gets it. Chick, louder. It's like a reverse response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, obviously you didn't finish at man's best friend, baby.
Mm-hmm. Tell a dog to calm down.
Mm-hmm. May take a second, but it will.
Mm-hmm. You tell a chick to calm down.
Or you give a chick a treat, she'll calm down for a minute and we'll know where her next treat is. And how come she don't get a treat every day? And how come you don't think about her all the time? Do we have time for audio or anything, or you want a break?
Need a break.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Tickets are on sale now at KDGE.com.
I don't mind. I just don't think an Edge promo is supposed to be running here. But if Clear Channel wants to hook their trailer up to the RMS wagon, then okay. I'll support them all. It is Big Coat Coattails. 3:38, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 just after Sylvan got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up. Back from Riverfront, police are out there clearing some debris. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at I-30, got a stalled out vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up, back from 183. In Arlington, eastbound 20, right at Collins, got a big box blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from Matlock. And finally in McKinney, northbound 75, just before White Avenue, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up, back from 121. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. Still the one who can make you smile. Still the one that fits your style.
number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show on The Eagle.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Wendy's. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, a high of 64. Right now, 83. And 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Got a reminiscence of the days back in the 70s, the 80s, where Ryan Chapman had KBIL jingles. They were 3 or 4 minutes long.
At that point, could it still be known as a jingle?
It, just it was a... all about KBIL.
I guess at that point, it's just a song.
But it was produced specifically for the station. And who knows how much longer we'll be number one, so I thought I'd steal that jingle from anybody know what that's from?
I don't know.
I just know that the song, still the one, Orleans.
Orleans.
Yeah.
ABC used it in 1977, announcing their fall lineup. They changed it to We're Still the One.
Okay.
That's cool.
What shows were they touting? I'm going to guess.
Well, it started out, it's like a 2.5 minute promo.
Okay.
It starts out, we've been together since a way back when, and it shows shows black and white from the 50s.
Oh, okay.
Then a quick shot of the Batmobile coming out of the Batcave. Still the friends you can depend on, and Batman and Robin come running into Commissioner Gordon's office. And then goes up to the more recent shows.
Gotcha. Yeah, to me, the only...
And then the rest of it was just things showing the number one and people on the street holding up number one.
Gotcha.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, the only network that stands out to me as far as good, really solid promos now is HBO. Because HBO, I'm convinced, can recut anything to make it look spectacular. They could probably do it with... like Freddy Got Fingered, which is supposed to be one of the worst movies of all time, and make it look Oscar worthy.
You cut up anything to music, looks halfway decent.
But it's like if HBO's the only one that really seems to put any effort into it.
Yeah, they do, because you'll see scenes that you've seen in other movies that scene was lame, but they make it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any promos on any of the broadcast networks.
The promos now for on the broadcast TV is usually for, if it's for NCIS, whatever town, and, Big Bang Theory, it's usually going to be a quick setup punchline on tonight's episode of whatever on Mike and Molly. And then the next one's going to be, what will Detective So-and-so decide tonight?
Oh, and you'll never see. I think that entire promo of ABC that I cut down to half a minute, whatever, was 2:46. You'll never see that because that comes out of broadcast time.
Yeah.
They've cut episodes from 24 minutes to 22, and now some networks, when they do reruns, like Seinfeld, they'll speed it up, I think, 5%, just to a point to where it's almost unintelligible, just to be able to squeeze more airtime in.
Yep. And that is true about the Seinfeld thing. They've sped it up just enough to where you probably wouldn't notice it, but if you played the audio of how it originally aired, or even the video, versus to what was done to it, it's noticeable.
And I just said, well, they opted for that as opposed to cutting scenes out. So you've sort of given credit, kind
of. Sort of do, but it's still the reason behind it is still to make more money.
And you would think 5% on video would be noticeable, because 3% on audio is about, can't really tell, but you're on the border.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the 70s and 80s, some radio stations would take their songs and speed them up 3%. Not so they could play more commercials, but if you heard the same song on another station, it sounded slow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, your station's weak. Sound old and slow. You're a radio walker.
I know that was the big template at the Eagle. We're playing still. What much we used on turntables, maybe like a Casey's AT40.
Okay.
Use the turntables on that. Those are sped up 3%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if radio still does it. I think they should. Does it sound egotistical to say we're still on?
It's factual.
It is.
Is it satisfactual?
It's satisfactual as well.
It's an ass-pounding good time.
Got a bluebird on my shoulder. Well, my thought process was, you made us.
That's right. I think in that regard, I don't think it's arrogant. Arrogant would be like us reading the ratings once a month going, we're number one, suck it.
Well.
I mean, we do that.
Well, but... But we don't sing it, you're right.
No, yeah, it's yeah, we don't sing it.
And I'd hate for to finally cut up the bumper and like, well, you're not number one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in anything? No.
Oof. We're number one in sadness. It's a new metric from Nielsen.
And I'm playing it again.
Good.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. Still the one who can make you smile. Still the one that fits your style. You're still having fun, and we're still the one. We are still the one that we plan to be. Still the one you'd like to see. You're still having fun, and we're still the one. We're still the one.
All right, you guys aren't getting it. Point at the camera.
I did. I was doing it.
You're doing it when it was off of you.
Well, I'm not in charge of the damn switcher.
Well, I can cut this into a video promo if you guys could play the F along.
I did. It just took me a little bit. I thought it was your thing to do the finger. I didn't want to rain on your finger parade.
Actually, I'd like to cut up a local video. Use that song. Cops.
That should be kind of cool.
Quick side shot of the General Lee pointing down at the door.
Yeah, anything.
That's what they did in that ABC promo. Anything, number one.
If it fit, yeah, yeah, okay.
Get it to put on one of our billboards just for 30 minutes so it doesn't eat up much of your time, just long enough to get us a shot.
That's sad. Nope, sorry, you get to pay for that. How much? Half an hour?
Couldn't Rodney just pay for it?
Yeah, you know what? Just stick it in one of his invoices. He probably won't even notice.
Well, he has no idea what they're running on his billboards.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's right.
It could be a bonobo monkey orgy party, and he's going to be like, yep, sign a check.
Get Rodney paid for it. He pays for everything.
Running ads for that other lending company with a puppet. Well, now you verify that they actually run your ads on the digital billboards. I'm sure they send out some type of
report,
but you can put anything on there.
Well, and it's harder now because of the digital billboard. The old ones, you could just drive by, or the company could drive by, take a photo of it, send it to you, whatever. But
yeah, if I was that company, I'd have someone drive out and go, okay, go take inventory.
Mm-hmm.
See how many flashes or times or turns or whatever it is that it comes up.
Well, how long you got to sit out there? An entire day. Full cycle. You got to count how many times.
Right.
And how long was it up? Does it get 10 seconds? Does it get 8.5? Is it sped up?
I know it's not safe, but I do know it's not easy. When I saw your billboard on I-30 and I tried to get my phone out to take a picture of it, and by the time I got my phone to the thing, it was already off to something else. But, I mean, it still did its job. I noticed it. I just didn't have enough time to get a photo of it.
What if it's illegal to have moving images on those boards? Like, maybe just some kind of dancing chick. with their logo behind it?
I don't know, because there's still that dancing baby one at the Sterling Hotel in Dallas. On
Oh, really? Off 35? John Carpenter?
Yeah, John Carpenter.
That dancing baby is still up?
The last time I drove past it, it sure was. It's still dancing. It's still grooving.
Isn't that from the 90s?
I think so. And I think the sign is as well.
Well, I know that, what is it, Sterling Club?
Sterling Hotel.
Well, that's been there for a long time. Because on K-Box in the 70s, they used to give away rooms. And then they talk about dancing at night at the Jabberwocky Club upstairs.
The what club?
I think it was Jabberwocky. I'm sure that's probably a ethnic slur on blacks at this point. But in the 70s, it was okay.
All right, but let me Google.
I can't think of the name of the hotel at the time.
Jabberwocky?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on. All right, so far we got a poem written by Lewis Carroll. It's a nonsense poem written by Lewis Carroll from his novel Through the Looking Glass, What Alice Found There, sequel to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. What is it? So far, it's just a nonsense poem.
Okay. Well, then maybe they just had nonsensical dancing at the Jabberwocky Club.
Jabberwocky is considered one of the greatest nonsense poems written in English. It's an odd distinction.
Yeah.
Its playful, whimsical language has given English nonsense words and neologisms such as galumphing and chortle.
Sounds like something Jay Walker would want you to do while he's on the commode. Yeah. Either the chortle or what was the first one?
Galumphing.
Yeah. Give me a galumphy while I drop a chortle off at the flurb. Do you have time to look and see what the Sterling restaurant or hotel was before it was Sterling?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going to focus on that. I'll play the jingle again.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Hello. Damn. Alfie.
There you go.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show on The Eagle.
That is cool. That's good quality, too. Did you just pull off YouTube?
Oh, I had to work with that for a while. First of all, it was not in stereo. There was no stereo TV in the 70s. So I had to jack with it, give it a stereo quality to it. In fact, I meant to pull the original just so I could play the two. Original sounds like dog piss.
I can imagine. I was like, that sounds like you got that straight from the jingle service.
That doesn't sound horrible.
It sounds good.
Because I got Chuck working on keyboards and the horns for it. Oh.
You gonna like hype it up kind of like you did your grandma got run over or Whitey got run, whatever?
Yeah, I guess I could. Why not? Stacey's not gonna buy us jingles. I'm gonna keep dicking around until I get jingles that are Metallica length.
Oh,
boom, boom,
some steel guitar in there.
Yeah, that's what that needs is some steel guitar.
Oh, no. Chloe, don't feed
that. Did you find out what the Sterling Hotel was?
No, I haven't found anything yet.
Somebody will know. That was always the big thing when I was a kid. Mom would drive me to school, drop me off at grade school, and Alan Peck and I think it was Penny at the time. Penny left, and they got a Peggy. Hey, maybe they won't notice.
Mm.
They always talked about, and giving this away, and then... nighttime dancing at the Jabberwocky Club. Well, that doesn't sound fun. It sounds stupid.
Sounds like you're going to dance with Ewoks.
Yeah.
Or somebody with some type of leg birth defect. Oh, why does he step funny? He's got Jabberwocky.
That poor child.
Mm-hmm. They gave us the option of polio or Jabberwocky. So Sounds like something crippled from one of the Star Wars trilogies. Jar Jar, never mind.
No, actually, that was pretty good. Jar Jar Jabberwocky.
All right, Alfie, I got the cameras if you want to answer the phones. By the way, we had a new camera shot.
I see it's over
over
my shoulder.
Over your right shoulder towards me, so when we're talking. See?
Ah, okay. I see.
Nice.
That's very nice.
Plus, that's the one with the 100-foot cord that will lead into Billy the Kid's studio.
In that case, it's smart placement because it's near the door.
I'm just waiting for a day that we can use it. Because with Billy, you can kick the door open, and you know there's not going to be anybody underage in there. It's Cruz that's always going to be the big surprise.
Right.
Who's in here, and have you checked their driver's licenses?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have what? Well, their driver's license says they're 19. Let me see that. You realize your picture just came off of my thumb.
You really got to start testing these a little bit better.
Yeah, you need to hire like a bouncer or something.
Mm-hmm.
This little blonde-haired chick's name is Alfonso Rammstein. We don't have really anything we can blow up. Throw in Billy's studio. We got the blank gun.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could kick the door open and throw a 16-year-old in there and go, ha!
I don't know what Billy would do. He may just say, just sit over there. Cruz will be in a minute. It may not even faze him.
You must be here for Cruz.
And also, it was not like that'd be the first time an excited teenage girl would be excited to see Billy the Kid. I imagine it happens to him quite a bit. Hell, look at the effect that he has on Kinsey.
Yeah, both Billy the Kid. I don't know if Kinsey's got a thing for Cruz or not, but I know for Billy the Kid's producer, Kramer.
McCray?
Whatever. Like, she's got the hots for everybody except any of us on the show.
Which is fine. That's a good thing.
Well, I would like to be somebody have a crush on me from time to time.
Lots of women have crushes on you.
Yeah. But it's only because I'll give them treats. And they'll look at me and go, is that really bacon?
There are actual women that have the hots for you.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
Well, these are real women. I'm not slamming them for that. They just look like they had recently learned to walk on twos. I've always walked on twos. Hmm? Let me see your palms.
Check out those calluses.
So I'm not sure what we can do to Billy. I don't want to use one of those stink bombs because those follow you.
Yeah, and that'll affect the whole floor. And Alfie found some paintball guns in his house somewhere.
Yeah, why'd you bring those in?
I just opened up a box today, found them. I thought, hey, might as well bring them up here.
Might as well take them someplace useful.
Mm-hmm.
I know, paintball gun. I'll take them to work.
Do we have paintballs?
We have smaller paintballs for
the blow guns.
Yeah. Don't know if it'll work in this paintball gun, though.
Did you guys get an air compressor for the T-shirt cannon?
Oh, damn it, no.
Because I don't think that would kill him.
I don't think that would kill him, no.
I think it'd be like getting hit by a rubber bullet at close range.
Yeah.
Oh, the T-shirt at close range.
Yes, yeah.
Unless we could figure out how to load some type of lead ball into it.
Thank God. We have a cannon.
Well, just because it says T-shirt cannon on the side doesn't mean anything.
That's true. That just means that's what you put in it. That's what I believe they call the manufacturer's suggestion. And that's really stifling to creatives such as ourselves.
Is there a lot of pressure that comes out of the T-shirt gun? Is the pressure adjustable?
I believe so. There's a gauge thing on there with a valve.
Mm-hmm. That you adjust it for distance?
Yes. I've not seen this particular one work, but if it's anything like the one that we had, yes.
use that on Billy or Cruz at night to knock him off the girls that are in the studio. Because, you know, sooner or later it's going to happen to Cruz.
Yeah.
He wants her to do this bizarre sex act involving a cat.
She brought the cat on her own. We're late, right? All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
406. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. First check on traffic. Or another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound 30, right at 75. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Munger. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at I-30 in the Mixmaster. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic's still backed up back from 183. In Arlington, westbound 20 at Park Springs, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Cooper. Finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, just before White Road, got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from 121. BFD 2015 is May 31st at the Jexa. Tickets go on sale this Friday. KEGL.com has details. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Suck.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Scattered storms tonight, an overnight low 54. Tomorrow, sunny and very windy with a high of 64. Right now, it's 83 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at RussMartin.com.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
People calling about the Sterling Hotel.
Okay. Yes, Kurt.
Hey, Russ. Yes, sir. The Jabberwocky, you know, that was the first bar across the river from Irving. And, you know, it's a swingers club now.
Jabberwocky?
Yes, sir. Well, it's not the Jabberwocky anymore, but it's the Sterling Hotel. It's a huge swingers club.
How do you know that?
Well, you do now.
How do you know?
Well, I was there.
Are you into swinging?
I was there about
as
a month
into
ago.
Swing?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, sir.
Swear.
But there was a function. You know, they have parties and stuff there. We were there, my wife and I, and it just, got a little crazy.
Maybe the Texas Playboys are playing there.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's
well,
wrong swing.
That's great. You know, they advertise that they have the largest wooden dance floor in Texas.
Well, the Cowboys had the largest one in Texas.
Well, they're going to go some boot scooting.
Okay. Thanks. Swinger. As into swing.
I think he just...
He's a swinger.
I think he may have accidentally swung. He did say it was a crazy night.
I wonder how you set that up. And you know, my wife, Dot, she thinks you're cute. And she's a T-I-G-E-R. Know the movie yet?
No.
Keep your hands off my damn wife.
Anyone?
I'll give you another line, but it'd be too easy.
Oh, well, heaven forbid.
Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Oh, damn it.
That's when High and his boss, they were just walking in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
His boss brings up swinging. She's a T-I-G-E-R. And you know what? She thinks you're cute.
Now I got it.
Keep your wives off my damn, or keep your hands off my damn wife.
Punches the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't think he had to punch him. He ran into a tree or a cactus or something running away from High.
I'm pretty sure he punched him because
you're a big man when you got something to hit somebody with. I think he ran into a tree.
I think he may have done that too, because later on he came back to serve him papers for seeing him in court because he's suing him.
Yeah. As he spits out the window, I recommend you pay it. Somebody asked that somebody, a game show or it was a dating show, whatever. What's your favorite movie of all time? And I thought to myself, if I had to pick one, what would it be?
Oh, I can't. I cannot narrow it down.
If you had to be stuck with one.
Oof.
But they didn't say stuck with one. They just said favorite movie. Like, all right, let's say a chick asks you on a date, what's your favorite movie? Okay. Either you lie to her, tell her something like the Notebook.
Yeah.
Is it a winner with chicks?
That is a consummate winner with the ladies.
What about Sleepless in Seattle?
For older women, yes.
Okay, I don't want that one. What's something younger? SpongeBob?
Too young.
Well, SpongeBob's got a movie.
No, I know, but as far as favorite movie for chicks...
Ninja Turtles?
Probably not.
No.
I'd say...
Something with Hugh Grant?
I think that'd be that's going to skew older.
I mean, something like Twilight, or is that still too young?
No, I think Twilight would probably get some. And you're going to get a lot of chicks that are going to say the Harry Potter movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Harry Potter movies were actually pretty even as far as male-female fans.
I'm Googling chick flicks, the 100 all-girls must-watch movies. Mean Girls? Anybody?
Yeah, that's a big one. That was with Lindsay Lohan, written by Tina Fey.
Is that a chick flick, or is this...
It's just a movie with mainly girls. I wouldn't be considered a chick flick. It's not like The Notebook.
Well, it says 100 movies all the girls must watch, so I just assume Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, it's from the 80s.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's old,
yep.
But I think a lot of younger chicks like that. Mm-hmm. His Breakfast at Tiffany's was like 61. Audrey Hepburn was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy Ebsen.
Nice. Good for him.
I don't know what he played.
Yeah,
she's got a good drunk scene in that.
Mickey Rooney, too.
Mickey Rooney's in it?
Yep. He played her Asian landlord.
Oh.
Oh.
What is the movie where the chick gets the grapefruit screwed into her face?
I have no clue.
It's one of my favorite movies. They're sitting at breakfast. I want to say, is it James Cagney? Hey, you guys.
I found it if you want.
Yeah, what is it?
It's The Public Enemy, starring James Cagney and Mae Clark.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what she did, but she got a grapefruit screwed in her nose.
Damn. That's a pineapple, see?
It's not a grapefruit, it's a pineapple, see? It's a grapefruit. Who told you this? I'm going to screw this in your nose, and then I'm going to go kill Elliot Ness. See?
Mm.
Cruel Intentions.
That was Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe. That's pretty popular.
Hairspray? No.
That's kind of a...
What about Bend It Like Beckham?
For some reason, not for some reason, it's a girl flick because it's the main characters are females.
What does that mean, Bend It Like Beckham?
David Beckham.
Did he have his penis have the bent nail syndrome? You know what that means?
Where it's got a left turn, Clyde.
Yeah.
No, it's to bend it like Beckham is when you kick a soccer ball and you're able to make it turn, sort of like what you're talking about, but with a soccer ball. It's with Keira Knightley.
But I'm running around naked. I can only make lefts. I call it nude NASCAR. Mother-in-law, 27 dresses. Miss Congeniality.
Sandra Bullock.
I know, but are these, so far you guys have, oh, I know, I've got the perp. If chick asks me, I'm ready.
If a chick asks you your favorite movie?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Sex and the City.
Shut up. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's all chicks, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is. From the series to the movie.
Yeah.
What would chick really say if you said that? Be like, man, this guy, he's not too manly.
I'm manly. I watched Porky's 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And movies where Dogs die.
No, that's
I laughed at the end of Old Yeller.
That's terrible. Oh, man. Harrison Ford movies. Those are always pretty manly.
He wasn't in that many chick flicks, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're saying if you throw it out, Air Force One, like a president, will twist heads off. And they kick people off the back of it. Jet go, get off my plane.
I like a president with a good catchphrase after he kills a bitch.
Did he have one?
Get off my plane.
6 days, 7 nights. Before it's a chick flick.
Oh, chick flick? 9 to 5. Yeah. Wasn't he in that? Huh? All right, I'm thinking Dabney Coleman. Never mind.
Yeah. I can see your confusion. What about Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood?
That screams chick. Between that and the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Mm-hmm. That's number 48 on this list.
Those two right there can pretty much work in any chick flick female movie driven reference. Yes.
What about the Mel Gibson movie where he got electrocuted and could read women's minds? What a girl wants?
What women want? I don't think it was that successful.
Beaches.
Oh, that's a classic. It's my mom's favorite. Ugh.
Well, I don't want to pick up your mom. Mm.
As Good as It Gets. Jack Nicholson.
Actually, yeah, that's one of Tara's favorites. She loves that movie.
I can see that being a man and a woman movie.
It is.
Because Jack Nicholson is such a dick.
He's, if there was a list of the top 100 dicks in film, he's going to make your top 5.
But that's one of those situations to where when he does something nice at the end, it means something as opposed to him being a dick the entire time. And when he says, what is it?
Oh, you make me.
You make me want to be a better man. Yeah. Something like that.
You got it. And Helen Hunt looks back at him like he just cracked the earth. Oh, my God.
What about Dirty Dancing?
That actually, I think that one still holds up.
Screw that.
Dirty Dancing is my wife's like go-to movie.
What about anything with Matthew McConaughey? Like The Wedding Planner?
That may have... He had a string of those romantic comedies, Failure to Launch, the one Fools... Whatever the one there was...
By the way, number 70 was What Women Want.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Nah, he had a few of those in there. I can't remember all the names. Some of them, they seem like the same as the other ones that he did.
I'd know about 1% of all of these movies. Knocked Up.
That's a good one. That's a good guy-girl combination, because that's the one that has Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl.
What was a movie with a recent movie, a couple of years old? This chick is getting married, and they're all planning the
Bridesmaids.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that where that big fat chick is taking a grunt on the sink?
Yes.
That from Mike and Molly?
Yes.
The Molly chick?
Yeah.
All over that sink, just filling it full of
I saw that was on TV a couple of weeks ago. I started watching it, and it was right before that scene. It still holds up. It still had me rolling.
I don't care if that's a chick flick or not. Some chick that goes out in the middle of the street and has to take a piss or a grunt in her wedding dress.
Oh, yeah, she right in the middle of the... Yeah, she went twosies in the middle of the street. It's happening. It's happening. Sorry.
All right, now I'm curious. They list for movies men should see. Oh, it's only 75 movies. Curious?
Yeah.
Oh, don't make it one of these things where I got to click to see each one.
Don't. That's just clickbait.
Well, let's see if it moves fast.
Does it start at 75 and work its way up?
I don't know. Let me look. It looks like the first one is The Godfather.
That's got to be number one, because it's not 75.
The Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier. Slapshot with Paul Newman. Never saw it.
It's good.
Iron Man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Jaws.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Parenthetically, it says Valerie.
The damn shame of what you did to that girl in the opening scene.
Yeah. Think, you know, the shark wouldn't have eaten that other chick just out of professional courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Save the Tiger, I don't know. That's with Brando, Nicholson, Robert Redford, Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon, Oscar somebody.
I've never even heard.
It won an Oscar.
Save the Tiger?
Never heard of it. I went to film school.
12 Angry Men. I know that just through the reference.
Yep.
That was a bunch of guys and a jury, and I guess they couldn't decide on anything.
Jack Lemmon.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chinatown.
Every time I hear that Cars song, I think of two things. I think, obviously, of Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool, and unfortunately, I still have to think about Judge Reinhold beating it.
That's okay. If you loop it, you can get before Judge Reinhold. Fitzcarraldo?
Huh?
It's a movie about a ship.
I've never heard. I don't know what the hell that thing is.
Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Glory.
Yes. God, it's a good movie.
I've never seen that.
It's phenomenal. That's where you get the, I think that was Denzel Washington's first Oscar. He got it for Best Supporting Actor as he's being whipped on a wagon wheel.
There's no easier way to get an Oscar? How badly do you want this?
You wanted it pretty bad because that's where you got the, when the tears started, when he's crying, he's trying to just look as tough as possible and take the punishment. He just gets that stream of one tear out of one corner of his eye. Damn.
I've never cried from pain. I've cried from other things.
Mm-hmm. I've come close anytime I've, with my pinky toe, kicked the bed frame.
That's just a swear at a jumping up and down and going, how could my pinky or any of my toes hurt that badly just by kicking the bed frame? Mm-hmm. Runaway Train, never saw it. Rosemary's Baby, I know that's a horror movie, but I don't know.
It's old, 60s.
North by Northwest, you know that one?
That's a very cool movie.
That's the that's
Cary Grant.
And the plane comes down over the top of him.
Chasing him down the road. I think Mount Rushmore was in there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
They didn't have any lines.
Okay.
That'd have been funny if they did. Get off my nose. Lone Star.
Cool movie. Isn't that McConaughey?
McConaughey. It looks like Chris Christopherson is in it. I'm just looking at the pictures. And that's all I can tell. Do you care about the rest of these?
Yeah, I'm curious. Especially since some of these we haven't even heard of.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
Conversation, I don't know. Thin Blue Line, I haven't seen. Hmm. Probably should. Sounds like a cop movie.
It's about a Dallas cop, actually.
Okay, I should see that. Really? Johnny Dangerously? With Piscopo.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'd put that in my top 75, but it's, yeah, that shouldn't be on there. Especially since you hadn't even said Spaceballs. If you're going to put a slapstick thing in there.
They didn't say slapstick.
Well, I'm just saying if Johnny Dangerously's in there.
The French Connection, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
I like that. I just didn't like his name. Popeye Doyle.
I know.
Who else was named Popeye? But Popeye.
Yeah.
You say Popeye. Mm-hmm.
You have expectations.
Yeah. Miller's Crossing.
I have not seen it.
The Great Escape with
I knew that'd
Steve
be on
McQueen. Dawn of the Dead.
I'm trying to think which one.
The old one, The Mall?
That's got to be it. Yeah. So I like that. That's a good zombie movie.
George A. Romero.
Mm-hmm.
Then Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a movie called Hate.
I have not seen it.
Seems like that would be good for women or men. Rambo, First Blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned. Bottle Rocket.
Nice.
That the one with the Owens brothers?
Yep.
Bad Day at Black Rock. Old movie, don't care.
Mm.
Really? They want this to be a guy movie? Tootsie. With Dustin Hoffman? No. Dressed like a chick?
No.
No.
No. Uh-uh.
Broadcast news. I'm just going to jump through the rest of these. The Terminator.
Yeah.
Shakes the Clown.
I don't know.
Let me go back and see what the definition was. A reviewer called it the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clowns.
All right, we may need to add that to our list.
Yeah.
So far, I'm disappointed because none of my most influential movies that I love.
Well, I guess we're working to the top.
All right.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah, okay.
Straw Dogs.
I don't know.
Don't know it. Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Heard it, never saw it.
That's good.
Citizen Kane. Seen that.
Yep. That's a long road to a minimal payoff.
I think the reason, first of all, I don't think it was a big deal when it came out in the 40s, wasn't it, Alfie?
Yes.
Only because Charles Foster Kane was supposed to be William Randolph Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
Randolph Hearst owned all these newspapers. Very powerful.
Very, very, very powerful.
Bought a big place, called it Xanadu. That was long before Olivia Newton-John.
Mm-hmm. She was not the original to come up with that.
But I think Citizen Kane was mostly revered for its cinematography. I don't know if the plot. They made us watch it in high school. Watch this, how the camera, see when it goes up, what is that called? It was a crane shot up, and then it moves forward, and it goes through a neon sign, right through the neon sign, and the neon sign is hinged. So that's the way it's able to go through it. And if you watch close enough, you can see the hinge.
I always remember that deep focus photography.
Oh, yeah. The Shining.
Yeah.
That movie. See, that's a movie that should have been on the women's list as well, because that movie messes up people equally.
You didn't let me finish.
That's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
See? That's why you want to let a guy finish his sentence. Ready to break?
Yeah.
Whether I'm typing or I'm not typing. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:35. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at 75. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Munger. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Lover's, got a car fire blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Woodall Rogers. Traffic on Woodall Rogers is, of course, backed up back from I-35. Still in Dallas, let's go eastbound 635 just before the tollway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Luna Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. That one has a half-hour delay through it. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75 right at Legacy. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Creek. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 54. Tomorrow, return of sunshine, but also more wind as we hit a high around 64. Right now, 83 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
I think we can do that at the White Trash Party.
I think we can knock her out.
Hey, Alfie, if I run the cameras, will you go give me some water?
You got it.
Thank you. We got to learn the dance moves.
There's dance? What?
Yeah, you got to watch the... I don't have no idea how I came across this song on YouTube. I think I was just looking for country crap to make into bumpers to piss Don off. And I went, this one looks like it'd do her. It's got to be something I could tolerate. The Dave Dudley version.
the old twangy style.
Plus, he didn't have no dance moves. Yeah, the Sawyer Brown. I don't know when that version came out. Might have been in the days of line dancing, but there was no line dancing. There was a lot of...
It looked like choreographed wannabe Michael Jackson moves.
More Madonna.
Or Madonna, yeah.
Yeah, the Vogue of...
In the Sawyer Brown video?
Yeah.
And you want to do that? Why?
I think it's irritating. I don't know. Was that a big hit for them?
Somewhat. It was up there, but I don't remember that video at all.
It's stupid.
Yeah, and
it sounds like it.
And they're dressed like old school country people, like Opry-like stuff, like Porter Wagoner, but doing these dance stuff on a beach. Is that right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it that many times. I just watched it enough to pull the audio from the video. Okay. Oh, I have to allow you to run the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
There. Shot behind you.
Okay.
You got audio you want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, let me see. Will Ferrell got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. David Crosby hit a guy with his car on Sunday.
Just a song before you go. Wasn't that Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young? Whatever.
Okay,
why'd he hit him?
It was an accident. Cut four. David Crosby hit a jogger on Sunday and happened in Santa Ynez, California, which is a couple of hours north of L.A. He was driving 50 miles an hour, speed limit 55. So this is a couple of 911 calls.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Hi, I hit a guy here on.
Okay, where are you?
Baseline Road, about a mile east of Edison. Yeah, mile east.
Okay, and
I hit this guy. I didn't.
Was he on foot? What?
Yes, he's on foot, and he's hurt, and I need an ambulance here right now.
They're on the way. Okay, already.
Mister, stay out.
Listen to me. As soon as I've been talking to you, we've already got that going. Okay, you hit him with your car.
Yes, I didn't see him. He was walking next to the road. Turned with my eyes. I couldn't see him.
All right, we got officers on the way out there. You got?
Yeah. Nobody buys that in baseball. What makes you think they're going to buy it when you hit a guy with a car? The sun was in my eyes.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was. Whatever he was wearing had him blend into the terrain or something.
Blocking traffic.
Yeah, I need an ambulance, man. Ambulance, fast.
No, I understand that, sir. I've already called them already, okay? So they're on the way, okay? Just wait right there. They're on the way.
I'm worried about them a lot.
Hello, David Spade. People move.
911.
Hi, 911. This is the accident on Baseline where we hit a guy.
Okay.
Is the ambulance on its way, and how fast will it be here? I think this guy really needs an ambulance right now.
Okay, were you involved?
Yes.
Were you the vehicle that hit him, or?
Yes.
Okay, let me bring on the medical dispatcher. We do have CHP en route as well as medical, so stay in the line.
Yeah, but we need the ambulance now.
I understand. Stay in the line for the medics, okay?
Was this in the middle of the day?
Actually, you know what? I'm not sure. I think it was.
They say anything about alcohol, anything else?
No, nothing like that, but they said that the guy's actually expected to make a full recovery and is in fair condition. They didn't say.
Obviously not one of his greatest hits. Sorry. Somebody's going to put it in one of the joke services or something else. We'll get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's more than likely true. But yeah, so the guy's going to end up being fine, and I'm sure he's thinking, hey, it's my lucky day. I got run over by a rich man.
Could have been somebody with a current hit.
Yeah. Too bad you couldn't get hit by, what's a current? Meghan Trainor.
Even Luke Bryan.
Man, don't come after me. I'm not going to give you a damn thing. I'll back you up and run you over again.
Well, you can't testify against me in court.
That's right. Dead men don't talk. It's true in Georgia where I'm from, and it's true on the side of this road where his bones now lie. And just in case, I made sure to cut out his tongue.
I'm looking at the story online. It says, looks like it was, well, it had to be during the day because the sun was in his eyes. And they say they don't, no alcohol or drugs were involved. So.
Sometimes,
maybe the guy was just on the wrong side of the road.
Probably.
If he was jogging, I think joggers are supposed to jog towards oncoming traffic.
That's how I do it.
So you can see them, they can see you.
Yeah. I think I am paranoid anytime I actually, on the rare occasion I go running, I hate going with the flow because I assume someone's going to run me over from behind. And also, speaking of country, cut five, Ray Stevens has a new song.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
Has he really had a hit since the streak? I know he had follow-up songs. I don't know if they were hits. Ahab, the Arab.
Mm-hmm.
I think Guitar Zan was pretty big.
Those are all the ones I know.
I think one of the few real songs he did that wasn't a parody was Everything is Beautiful.
I don't even know if I've heard that song.
Everything is beautiful.
Yeah. See if it's in the library club. You'd like it. It's not something you'd want to listen to on a regular basis, but it was, for the time, it was kind of inspiring.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. Why'd he pick her? Been funnier had he said Luke Bryan.
Yeah, maybe there was some.
Have you hugged him yet?
No, I haven't hugged him just yet. Is he still in Branson?
Ray Stevens?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I haven't made it to Branson yet. My whole outlook on Branson is not to go until I absolutely have to. Because you know no one in Branson is there by choice.
Well, then you get an entire photo album full of hugs. It doesn't Mel Tillis? You name it, mm-hmm. almost anybody, and they've got a club, a dinner theater.
Yep.
And Branson.
I love dinner theater. I just don't want to go there for it. I mean, I'm fine eating some chicken fried chicken while watching some puppets, but I don't want to go to Branson until I have no choice.
Yeah, the only Ray Stevens is The Streak, Ahab, the
Arab,
and Misty.
Misty was a normal song. Plus, you go to Branson, I believe you can hug Yakov Smirnoff.
Okay, now him I'll hug. He's a funny man. I love his appearance on Night Court.
She's stalking me. She's piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know it's plain to see. Taylor Swift is stalking me. Oh, Lord.
Not a wide variety with his songs.
Mm-mm.
Let's see if we can find the other one. Ahab the Arab. Guitar Zan. Potentate. Some potentate song.
Okay.
Shriners Convention. I think it was called that. Oh, yeah, something like that. Beautiful. Okay.
Meeting in my office at 11, okay?
But we just came from a meeting.
Hey, that's what's his name? I haven't seen his commercial.
Yeah, it's a spoof on his Office Space character, Bill Lundberg.
Yeah, we're going to need you to move everything to the basement.
But I'm looking at my check on the stapler. I'm supposed to work here and I've been paid.
I can skip the ad right now. I gotta hit play.
Yeah, this one's to onboard the account team.
It's done. We're working together in a dedicated hip chat room.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Let's just go ahead and meet in my office at 11, okay?
But we're finally getting work done on our 1 o'clock.
Ooh, we should probably meet around noon and go over that. Thanks.
Okay.
I don't even know what the ad was for. But, loading.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up. It picks up from here.
Okay. I'm not judging. Yet.
Nobody else knows this one?
This part I know.
Yeah.
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
Never heard it?
Not yet.
Nah. It's not going to get different. It just gradually builds. I think there's a black chorus behind him.
Ooh, nice.
You can't go wrong when you've got colored women singing behind you. I think this came out in the late 60s, so could have been his song, a tribute to the civil rights movement.
Okay.
Follow that with "Don't Look, Ethel."
It's hard as an artist, you know, to strike that balance between inspirational and musical slapstick.
Okay, you got more audio? You want to start news?
Well, we can start news.
What? Hang on. What is it, Alfie?
People are calling in with their Ray Stevens discography.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, he did the main song at the beginning credits of Cannonball Run.
Ray Stevens?
Yep. He's the one that sings the song Cannonball.
All right, let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. Thank you. Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Cannonball. Cannonball.
What do you say when there are no words? Feel a song that's never been heard.
Nobody remembers this?
How do you know when you hear
it? I do. I don't remember liking it, though.
That's not a really good way to start out a song. What do you say when you don't know any words? Call that instrumental.
Yeah.
Cannonball.
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 Cannonball. It's not what you do, it's how you do.
Yeah.
Be anything you want to be.
You didn't like this?
I didn't like this for some reason. And I've always been a fan of movie themes, you know, and stuff like that, but this one, eh.
I really care for Cannonball Run.
Man, that's what I don't understand. It's like, I know it's kind of a wannabe Smokey the Bandit kind of thing. It still was cool.
Was Burt Reynolds in Cannonball Run?
I don't remember. I don't think so. Yeah, he had to have been. Yeah. He did something. Because I remember him and Jack Elam and stuff, and unless I'm thinking about it.
I don't know. Any movie with Jamie Farr in it's going to suck.
He didn't make one decent one?
Jamie Farr?
Yeah.
I think he played a sheik in Cannonball Run, one of the two.
Yeah. Cannonball Run. Yeah, Burt Reynolds is in that.
Okay.
Both of them, one and two.
Well, all right. It's been a good hour on the show.
Diverse.
Talking about movies, playing bad themes, talking about Yakov Smirnoff.
Well, we went through the rest of the, the 75 movies for men list off the air and...
Yeah, we finished that list off the air. There was nothing on there. It didn't even end with something like Die Hard or I don't think any of the Rocky movies were in there.
None of the Rocky movies. You had one Rambo. That was it. Predator is not on there. That's one of the manliest films of all damn time.
Chloe and I were talking about one movie yesterday that we think you should see.
What?
Super Troopers.
Yeah, I told you about that a while back.
A lot of comedy, right?
It is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because they're coming out with, isn't this right, Alfie, Super Troopers 2?
Yeah, they're trying to get it funded. They raised like $2 million in one day to get this funded.
Where'd they raise the money?
On one of those fundraising websites. I think it did it on Indiegogo.
Not a good sign.
That's how they operate, though.
I know, but if it was a good movie, the sequel wouldn't have been that hard to make.
But this is a viable way to go about it, where instead of going to a studio to which then you are beholden to, you can ask people, hey, if you fund this, we can do exactly what we want and don't have to answer to, you know, studio bigwigs.
And if you're the biggest contributor to the site, Alfie, what'd you get? What was the prize or whatever you get?
Probably a walk-on.
They have that, but the biggest one they had, if you give them $35,000, you get the squad car from the movie.
Yeah.
Somebody bought it. Somebody ponied up $35,000 for that.
Is the squad car from the movie a big deal?
Nah, it's just... squad car.
Oh.
Super Troopers is basically the comedic. Cops love that movie.
Oh.
That's where you got the meow game.
The what?
When I had you, I played the audio for you a couple months ago where an officer goes up to a car and plays the meow game. He's like, all right, I'm going to need to see your license and registration, right? Meow.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm not going to mess with this. They're clips from the greatest TV, from the greatest movie themes of all time, but you know how slow this computer, this our system loads.
Right.
Here's one of them. Well, foot stomper, ain't it?
Jurassic Park.
Do you know that?
Because I love that movie.
What about this one?
Indiana Jones?
I guess they will load pretty quick.
James Bond. Yeah. That still gets you rock hard.
It is.
I got it too. Like, my hairs are standing up.
Because when it actually gets into the main theme, mm-hmm. you can actually hear the horns. I think the composer even said it. You hear actually the horns say, Superman. You will believe a man can fly.
I'm still getting the chills.
It's got a good build to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hear it? This horn saying, Superman. That's what they envisioned when they composed it.
Gotcha.
Let me try some more of these?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't contact Geico because...
Anybody?
No, I wouldn't put it on the top of the list, but...
Geico.
I wonder if this is best of.
Good luck.
No, we probably would have cut that out. And I'm afraid to click on it again because it's probably going to give me the Geico.
Star Wars.
I think you could probably play Name That Tune.
I can go toe-to-toe with...
Because the whole idea of Name That Tune is I can name that tune in one, two notes.
Yeah, if in a movie, I would have a chance. Regular songs? Nope. Mission Impossible.
You wanted more endless apps, we made them. You
wanted more choice, Chili's.
You got it.
Is it Chili's?
For a very limited time,
TGI Fridays.
Every round of endless apps.
You suck.
Dang.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's Space Odyssey.
No, man.
No? Damn.
Oh. It's opening to Elvis. Aloha right. From Hawaii.
Yeah, it's close, right? It's 2001 Space Odyssey. As much as you want it to be Elvis.
That's Elvis, Jack.
Clo had it.
How many people would hear this and would pick 2001?
I think most.
All right, then.
Got it, Batman.
And you like this one?
Rocky.
I don't know if you'll get this next one.
Okay. Maybe you didn't contact Geico because the computer is covered in
grease.
He spilled hot nacho cheese. Phone blew away in a breeze. No matter what your reason.
First of all, that's the second time I've seen that cat knock over the nacho cheese. By now, I think it's time to go to Kitty Hill. To the number one show in Dallas, what we're doing today. Play Geico commercials.
They watched YouTube.
Geico.
All right. Terminator?
Yes.
First one.
Come on, Slick.
Hmm.
I'll give you a clue.
Oh.
You don't want a clue? Come on, let me give you a clue.
Oh. All right. I know this. Running Man? Oh, wait. Is it...
Here.
Running Cutting Man.
Some blaxploitation movie?
Is it Blade Runner?
Yeah, I grabbed the switchblade instead of doing my arms.
Yeah. I'm brain farting.
Come with me, or there will be trouble. Your move.
Really, Dan?
What?
Robocop?
Robocop.
Yeah, okay.
Ah.
Exorcist.
Yeah. Hate this theme.
One of the best ones.
All right, that's a movie I will not watch at home by myself.
What? There were
especially the uncut version where Linda Blair comes walking down the stairways backwards, up, you know, with her hands and her feet with her face in the air. Mother.
Well, that was when they had people passing out in theaters. Really? It did, yes.
I wouldn't watch that movie with a priest.
No, that is documented, Chloe. So what Russ is saying, not wanting to watch it at home by himself, people in a crowded theater were wigging out. Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Woke my kids, steamed my collar, bald spot, looking smaller.
Is it Velveeta?
New Velveeta breakfast bites, made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady
energy. Good job,
Chloe. Velveeta.
Bites on the go. Morning wind.
Okay, we're guessing commercials now.
Oh, yeah.
We'll say it.
Jaws?
Mm-hmm.
E.T.?
Yes. It's given some of these that we'd never know.
Oh. What? Yeah, I knew I would have known it right there. Did John Williams do that one as well?
I don't know. The rest of these I don't really care for. I like this movie. I don't.
Maybe you didn't. Oh, jeez.
Is that cat with the cheese again?
Dog needed a sounds shower. Like it.
Dropped your laptop on the tower. No matter what your reason, today could be your day to save. Today could be your day to save. Geico.
We made a reference to this earlier. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Nope.
Sounds like the Godfather. Huh?
Mayor Rawlings.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Mayor.
You gotta piss him off?
I'm sorry. I meant no disrespect.
Ghostbusters.
Nice. On the pick scrape.
Okay, I'm going to save this one for the end. We need a break, don't we?
Yes, badly.
Okay. Whew. There we go.
I got it.
You know it?
Yeah. I ain't saying it, though.
What are the initials?
BN.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Black man in a white man town. He's got trouble.
calling.
You can ride, you can shoot.
You got a name.
Don't take nothing.
Bigger than Shaft.
Oh, he's black.
Bigger than James Brown.
Red. Scared of nothing. Yeah.
It is.
He's so bad. They call him Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
No.
Boss nigga. He's so bad. They call him Boss. He's the Boss. Boss nigga.
I got an idea, but I can't say this on the air.
Mm-mm.
Let me turn the mics off.
Wow. Wow. I know for a fact someone could probably read your lips on the video screen.
Mm-hmm. I think Biden would have been okay with this.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
513. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coit. Huh? One more time. 513. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coit. It's in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Let's get started off in Dallas. A lot going on. Let's go west on I-30, right at 75. Got a stalled vehicle there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Munger. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from 75. Also on 635, eastbound 635, just before the tollway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Lunar Road. Into Plano now, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Spring Creek. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, just before El Dorado, got an accident there blocking the right lane. This is involving a motorcycle that has traffic backed up back from 121, headed north. All the idiots going southbound are staring at it. They have you backed up back from Virginia Parkway. VFD 2015 is May 31st at the JAXA Energy Pavilion featuring The Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but if you're an Eagle Rockaholic, you have the opportunity to purchase tickets starting today. Details in the full lineup are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Storms will be scattered tonight. A low of 54, then more sun tomorrow. Lots of wind and a high in the mid-60s. Right now it's 83 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show on The Eagle.
Still makes it hard. All right, just for me.
You can recut it. Get your video for the video stream feed.
I think it looks cool as you go around the room and you get the little one thing.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. It looks like a fun morning show type.
Wow. Good job, Chloe.
Yeah.
Man, you found one way to really make him not want to do something.
It looks like one of those fun morning show things. That's why Chloe got the f*** off.
Mm-hmm. I said fun. I didn't say bad.
You mean like a morning, those morning anchor shows, and they're promoting the anchors and the drollings and the whatever.
Yeah,
CBS
but not,
is still number one.
Yeah, but not a bad way, in a cool, fun way.
I felt like it's the part where the anchors go into the control room, and then they show the guys at the controls, and then they turn and go, "Hey, I'm on TV.
I'm part of the team because you know Brendan Higgins is always in here,
mm-hmm.
drunk and unruly,
trying to bite people."
Ha 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 to try it again?
Sure.
Alfie, can you run the cameras or do I need to do it?
How do you want to go? Do you want to go you, Dan, Dr. Thornton?
Whatever's easiest for you.
All right, cool.
Well, tell us so we'll know.
If you do it and direct it, that's easiest. I can do it or, well,
I'll do it. So everybody just be ready.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Dr. Thornton.
And we're still the one.
Alfie.
Still the one.
You cheese.
Whoa.
Wiener.
You're still having fun. And we're still the one. We're still the one. We're still the one.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show on The Eagle.
See, if we got that time down, we could use that as a new show open.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
I remember back when you started the video stream and you said, as long as it doesn't distract us from radio.
Well, sometimes you got to feed the video stream, sometimes you don't. I know, people still get it.
I think it's
just funny. And we need to get Kenzie in on this, so when we cut the camera to her and they go, still the one, she goes.
That's what she'll do. She will hold up three fingers.
What is that? Well, that makes one lid. Okay. I was going to ask Dr. Thornton something when he walked in. I forgot. How do you... I'm not going to say why. I just want to get your opinion. When somebody has a death, just around them, what's the best way to console them without coming off like just an insincere prick?
Yeah, I think you don't say "so sorry for your loss." I mean that just feels kind of cheesy.
What do you say?
I heard your mother died, or I heard your son died. I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do, you know, I know it's a cliche, but
The cliches are useless as well.
But if you label it as a cliche, you know, it's you know. You, kind of up front.
You call it out and say, yeah. I know it's cliche to say it, but I mean it.
Yeah. And I think it depends on the person. Some people really are comforted by, yeah, I have you in my prayers or I have you in my thoughts. Other people are not so comforted by that. If you can.
Russ
is
not one of those.
Yeah.
I find it irritating.
Yeah.
What I like to do is when somebody dies, instead of, you know, inundating the person with, you know, all the other emails from everybody else, you wait a while, then you call and check on the person because people think, well, you know, it's been a week or so, they got passed to death, certainly no reason to check on them now. Well, after the week, the family's gone, the food is gone, the support is gone, mm-hmm. and then that's when it starts to really sink in.
Yep.
And you're left with yourself and just your thoughts and memories.
Yeah, the party's over after a few weeks.
So it's when the realization hits, I think it's the time to call.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's see. Who did that for someone when their wife died?
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Who did it?
You did it. I remember.
All right. That's what I was looking for.
I remember the moment very vividly.
You've really got to say it, Doctor, in order to give him the full credit.
I remember the moment vividly. I was in my car driving out west and got this call from you. Like, whoa, it was great.
Normally, I think I waited a little longer with you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was about
3 years.
I think I took that trip right at about week 8, something like that.
I normally like to wait a couple of months.
Yep.
That's when I feel like they can talk about it without, you know, being too deep in the moment, and maybe they give them a chance to vent. They got somebody to talk to. But it's only about people that I truly care about.
Right.
Thank you, sir. And one other thing that you don't want to do is say, yeah, I lost my mom too, and, you know, I know how that feels.
Oh, damn it, I hate that. It's like all of a sudden it becomes, I know this is me saying it, but he goes about, moves back to being about that person instead of the one grieving.
Right.
I think the people that say it, though, they have the best intentions on it. They're not trying to take away anything you're feeling. They're just
but
trying to say,
nobody cares
hey.
About their story. Like, I didn't know you're 85-year-old grandma. Me, I know about my loss.
Right.
Say something to make me feel better. Come up with something new, something inventive, something fancy.
I don't think you really can outside of being crude.
Somebody up here, I can't remember who it was, lost their dog. And I just sent them an email that said, dude, I got no words. And, you know, I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah, that works.
So.
In my Zen community, when somebody has a loss, you know, we have.
I didn't think you guys are allowed to talk.
Well.
There you go.
Yeah, we pull out the Marceau.
They mime it.
Yeah.
Or pantomime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in my thoughts and my prayers.
Yes.
We're good at this game.
We have. Yeah, you know, certain phrases that are kind of familiar to us. I'm holding you in my heart is one of them, you know, and things like that.
Okay. I think a lot of people also miss it that you don't have to be sad that a person died. You're sad for the person that is feeling the loss.
Right.
And because there's nothing you can say. It's like going through a breakup.
Yeah. I don't.
You could talk to him and you go, you know what? That's the best thing that ever happened, that bitch left. Or she jumped out of the car and didn't jump far enough.
But
I don't like it when people say they're in a better place now. I don't like it when people say they're out of their pain, even though that sometimes is true and comforting.
It is a slight relief if somebody or something is out of its pain, but there is. Well, you know, they were old and they lived a full life.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, who are you, Mark Davis?
One of the best things.
Like when that bus of old people got hit and a bunch of them died.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least they were old. Dude, I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah, that was pretty crass on his part.
I mean, it's not like it was a school bus full of 7-year-olds who had their life in front of them. Well, you know how much longer those 85-year-old people were going
to
live?
Yeah, they were just as they were excited to be on that bus and heading to a casino. Yes.
Life is life. Doesn't matter when it starts or cuts off. There's still always a loss. But yeah, when he said that, I went, yeah. Somebody's going to crawl up his ass. Because
mm-hmm.
even if I thought it was ugly. And I'm pretty much the censor of ugly. If I find something offensive, you go, wait, that wasn't even an envelope to pierce.
Mark Davis said, what?
You're him in the boss's office. Even Russ Martin said.
Yeah. I'm going to play you some audio.
I would like to call and complain about something Mark Davis said on the radio.
Yeah, well, he says a lot of controversial things.
Well, he said at least those old people on the bus were old when they died.
Well, they were.
This is Russ Martin.
He's fired. Because you have to consider who's evaluating it.
Right.
It's like when Tommy Lee called me an alcoholic. That one was one of those damn moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got called out.
Man, the videotapes his wife sucking his on a boat, and that mother called me an alcoholic. I hope you vomit next time your drums spin and you're on stage. I'm sorry, you about to say something, Dr. Thornton?
Yeah, one guy said to me, this really helped. It was at the memorial service party. I mean, this is, you know, so it's really fresh. When my wife,
for your wife.
Yeah, when my
that
wife.
You're married to for?
34 years. This guy comes up to me and asked me the circumstances of her death. And, you know, I quickly told him, and he said, damn, she was robbed of 20 years of life.
It's always nice to have somebody running actuarial charts.
Yeah.
How well did you know this guy?
I knew him very well, yeah. He was a psychiatrist I'd known for a very long time.
So he thought that was something that was going to be comforting?
It was.
That she was robbed 20 years of her life?
Because it was true, and I knew it.
That's something I never would have thought of.
I don't think that would necessarily make me feel better, but that would be stating the obvious. It's like, well, that's great. Let me get you a hat, Captain Obvious.
But nobody else said it. You know, nobody else acknowledged that.
Well, what if he had said, damn, she was robbed of 18 months of her life? Would that make it any better?
Well, no. I mean, I think...
I think there are no words. Yes. Because when I called, I talked to Hawkeye the day after Terry Dorsey died. I was just calling to, you know, get some stuff to put on the website, and I couldn't finish sentences.
Yeah.
So I knew I didn't have to say anything to him because he knew how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes I think it's just, if it's in person, not being able to say the words, I think that is a lot of words.
Yeah.
Is that too stupid?
No. I'm right with you.
Yeah, I think in some instances, instead of saying anything just to fill the dead space, you just walk up, make eye contact, and then just give them a hug.
Yeah, big old hug. Yep.
Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got to get one of the longest nose hairs you own, pluck it out.
Yeah. Say, you let it out. I'm right here for you.
One right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, towards the front.
Yeah. Oh, it's Agaba.
Or just let you taint itch really hard for a while and not scratch it.
Yeah, your eyes will water.
I can't believe you feel my loss. Man, you don't know how bad my taint itch is right now.
Must be one of those acting tricks. You really want a good cry to movie? Don't scratch for a week and a half.
Okay. I'm just curious because you see that. You know, sorry for your loss. That's... Since there are no words, and if you get an email, then you just maybe I feel you, brother. Or,
yeah, it's horrible, man.
Yeah. At least you saw it coming. Well, okay. Does that make it any easier if you saw it coming as opposed to them just getting mowed down by David Crosby?
I don't know. Seeing it coming, I don't know, but. Sometimes after a while, you know, when you can think a little more clearly, or you're not just crying at the drop of every hat or whatever, talking about how, well, I was glad.
Certainly wouldn't be a good idea to go to a hat store.
I was glad that.
It's all bad news.
I was glad we had a year knowing she was dying. I could honestly talk about that.
It was nice to know that she went through an extra year of pain.
Just that the two of us could communicate during that year. You know, we had a year to really.
So you had a chance to say things you wanted to.
Yeah.
And she had the chance to tell you not to date anybody.
Actually, she said, you know what? When I'm gone, I want you to go get a woman at that Zen center. And I said, nah, never. You know, of course, that's exactly what.
Okay. I'm going to say this, and you take this as the ultimate.
Okay.
That's a good bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
It's the best one to have.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
but she probably said that just to get the guilt would eat at you. Because if she said, Scotty, don't date when I'm gone, because I'll always be watching over you. Then the temptation is going to be there. Mm. But if she says, I want you to go on with your life, I want you to date as soon as you get back to the Zen Center. All right, this bitch has figured out how to come back in the afterlife. This is a test.
Yeah.
This is one of those damn tests. And I'm not falling for it.
But if it was you who was passing and your wife, what would you tell her?
Do anything you want. I'm coming back. And I'm going to watch you every second of every day.
That thump on the head every once in a while?
Yeah.
I get past that Patrick Swayze moment where he figured out how to kick a can.
That's right.
I'm going to kick you in your dog ass. Wake you in the middle of the night, twisting your nipples.
Oh, my God. And when you go into the bathroom and you think you're all alone. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be shaking that ghostly door handle. Ooh, are you taking a grind? Ooh, it's deep. Ooh, I heard you fart. I'm down in the bowl. I can see it coming out. It's right in my face. It's nasty. Ooh, I only wish I could die again to do this some more.
So wrong.
If there is an afterlife, there's got to be a lot of fun things to do.
I would hope so. I think I'd be one of those.
I mean, that would be my heaven, to be able to go back and torture people.
Yes.
That did me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Even better, find like those TV shows, like Ghost Hunters, and really give them a show. None of this occasional knock on something. No, I'm gonna come out of this wall and I'm gonna gut somebody.
Do you remember the scene out of Poltergeist where the door opens and everything in the room is spinning in circles?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be baby. You're gonna open the door and there's gonna be 200 people on the Himalaya, going in circles. Well, I'm playing Love is Like Oxygen. Asking, do you want to go faster? Terrorizing all the people that I hate on a state fair ride.
Make death sound pretty good.
Alfie, what is line one?
She's calling with ways to console people.
Oh. Yes, Stacey.
Yes. I was just going to comment that, but, you know, there's not really anything that anybody can say to make you feel better, but you know how people bring food and all that? You've got all these people in your house. One thing that helped us when my dad died, we lost him almost 2 years ago, and people would bring, like, paper plates and cups and silverware and, you know, stuff like that, where the food was great, but you've got this whole house full of people, and you don't really feel like doing dishes. So if they, you know, bring in stuff that you can just throw away, like, that really helped a lot.
I can't imagine going to somebody's house, a wake?
Yeah.
Yeah, and leaving all the dishes dirty.
No.
Because I don't care how much grief I've been through, it had been like, I'd make it to the front door. All right. Every mother cleans something.
That's right.
Until this house is exactly the way it was before head died.
Everybody grab a mop.
You'd be surprised. People don't think. They're rude. They just walk out.
It's almost like they want to go for the food and kind of look at the, what we'll say in your case, say your dad?
Yes.
All right, the child, the widow, the widower, whatever. Yeah, this is a terrible loss. While you're the one that's grieving, and now you got to walk around going, all right, who been putting that coos out on my float? Thanks.
Yeah, all y'all leave going dancing tonight. All y'all fun stuff.
Who been putting they coos out on my flow?
Got rings everywhere.
You mother never heard of coasters? We're late again, aren't we?
Yes.
And it's bad again.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be becoming a habit. I like it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
By 44, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Rosedale Street. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. Moving to McKinney, northbound 75, just before El Dorado Parkway. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back to 121. In Plano. Got a mile. Let's move on to Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy. Got an accident there with the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up from Spring Creek. I'm sorry, in Dallas now, northbound 75, just before Lovers. Got a car fire blocking the right lane. The fire's out, but the car's still blocking the right lane.
Are you giving away something this hour?
I am.
All right. I see the phone lines lighting up. I'll clear them out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Traffic goes backed up back from Woodall Rogers, and, of course, Woodall Rogers backed up back from I-35. Finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Plano Road. Got an accident there with the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from the High 5. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD 2014 at the Jackson Energy Pavilion on May 31st, featuring Breaking Benjamin, Rob Zombie, Hailstorm, Pretty Reckless, a whole bunch of other people. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle, hello.
Yes, my name is Chad.
Suck. Eagle, hello.
Hello.
Suck. Eagle. Eagle, hello. Suck.
Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Scattered storms tonight, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, a high of 64. Right now, it's 83. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
And I know somebody's going to ask, well, isn't that illegal? You cut those people off? You're supposed to take the ninth caller and you just cut them off. Well, they were calling before Alfie even gave out the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even after he gives it out, it's another 30 seconds before you actually hear it.
Right.
Either. It's the only thing, unfair thing about iHeart is if you're listening on iHeart, with just broadcast radio with the delay and the everything else that goes on, there's probably about 20 seconds before you actually hear the, what they call it now, the trigger.
Yeah.
Sounder.
Well, the time to call.
The solicit.
But, yeah. But different people now call it the trigger.
Everyone's got to have some sort of new, and it's like, ooh, I coined a phrase.
Yeah. You can't just say, hey, when you give out the phone number to call. But I think iHeart is about 2 minutes behind all of that. So if you're listening on iHeart, you're even behind the curve.
Yeah, you got a huge disadvantage. But, you know, it's too bad.
Well, not everybody, what are your chances of winning anyway? So let it go. Well, it is.
Caller number 126.
I think maybe tomorrow would change that. I think I've done that to Alvy before.
Yep. Caller 9 is too easy.
971.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
how
if you
know.
Say it, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep count.
One.
Two.
Then you ask Alfie, what are you doing?
One. That's still the one promo? Here's what it sounded like when I pulled it off the internet.
Okay.
The one that makes you think you're still having fun, and we're still the one. Still the one that sings your song.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Here's the cleaned up version.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. Still the one who can make you smile.
Yeah.
You're the one that fits your style. You're still having fun.
I don't just dick around with this show when I'm doing stuff. Here's the original.
Still the one you want to take along.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show on The Eagle.
Yeah, from dull and 1190 to bright and punchy.
Mm-hmm. And stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1190, it's going to sound like dog sh**.
Yeah, 1190. I don't get it.
Sounded cleaner in the 70s. Okay. Let's see, Alfie's got a winner. And we haven't started news. Do you have any more audio before we start news?
I do, but actually I had an email. Here it is. You guys may be aware of this, but I thought I would tell you just in case. On the Russ Martin Wikipedia page, under the section titled Current RMS Cast, It lists Kinsey as the show pet. Made me laugh. Just thought you should know if you didn't already. James.
It's fascinating. Anybody can access anybody's wiki page and make adjustments to it.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing. Yeah, it's under current RMS cast. Russ Martin, role, host, executive producer. Dan O'Malley, role, news director. Chloe, producer. Alfie Coy, traffic, associate producer. Kinsey, show pet.
Doesn't list Dr. Thornton or Everett?
Does not mention them as far as the current cast.
It just seems odd that anybody can change the profile.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if they post something that's it's not true?
It can be flagged by another wiki person, be like, this needs a source.
How would another wiki person verify it?
I think anytime something is changed, an editor of Wikipedia is notified. Now, whether or not they get to it, I don't know. It may depend on the subject matter. If it's like if someone put something about a celebrity, someone famous, they'll change it pretty quickly because that page is probably going to get lots of visits.
Okay. So you think it goes through priority hierarchy traffic?
I would think so.
Okay. Because the city of South Lake, you pull up that website, it shows me one of the famous celebrities that come out of South Lake.
Really?
And I'm guessing if South Lake had control over their wiki page, that would be marked off.
Let me click on South Lake.
They may have caught it by now.
Mm-hmm. John said.
I can't think of other people that were listed as celebs to come out of South Lake.
Terry Bradshaw, Tony Romo, DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Pat Summerall. Well, that kind of needs to be updated.
Pat Summerall?
Mm-hmm.
He still lived in South Lake.
Oh, he did. It did, but it doesn't mention anything about whatever. I don't see you anymore. Looks like you made it out.
Well, I made it out.
Or off. I think maybe what they do is notable people that live there currently.
Okay. Well, then you're right. Pat Summerall shouldn't.
Because I know Tony Romo is not from South Lake. He might live there.
I just thought it was odd. I also posted something on Facebook or whatever. I took a screenshot of the South Lake page and went, obviously somebody doesn't look at their wiki page that often.
Well, maybe they corrected it after you pointed that out.
I don't know if I sell this house in Frisco. I may move back to South Lake.
Really?
Just so I can do a terrestrial haunting. Because they know they effed up.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Have they said so?
I've talked to one of the officers.
And no any sort of official statement, no sort of apology?
What are they
going
to do? It's been too long now, even if I decided to file a civil suit. Even Mandy filed an affidavit. Dr. Thornton saw it, I think.
Yeah.
Sworn affidavit saying, that's not what I actually told you guys. And Janet St. James calls out there to ask about the affidavit. Well, we can't talk about it. It's an investigation in progress. Oh, but you could talk about mine while it was in progress.
Uh-huh.
Why is this any different?
Because this isn't as tawdry. And it makes us look bad.
Drive up and down South Lake Boulevard going 150. Pull me over, see what happens.
I bet they tase you for 150.
I bet somebody get tased first. I don't know. It bounced off me. He got it.
Damn.
They were planning on trying to play that taser rubber glue game. Okay. You ready to start news?
Sure.
Okay.
Now that it's time to break.
Oh, damn it is. Now let's do birthdays and then we'll get caught up. 5:55, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. Birthdays today, Catherine McPhee turns 31, formerly of American Idol, currently of CBS's Scorpion. Danica Patrick is 33. Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell is 41. Cheryl Swoops, former WNBA MVP, is 44. Sarah Jessica Parker, 50. Marcia Cross from Desperate Housewives is 53. Haywood Nelson is 55.
Haywood Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nothing to do with Mama's Family?
Nope.
What's Happening?
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's him.
What they got with the glasses? Play Dwayne?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dwayne on What's Happening and What's Happening Now.
Was he the one with the frame glasses, the thick frame, or the neighbor that came in going, hey, hey, hey?
That's him. Hey, yeah. Hey, hey.
All right.
Bonnie Bedelia, most famous from her role as Holly McLean in Die Hard, is 67. Elton John, 68. Paul Michael Glazer is 72.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yep. Aretha Franklin, 73. And the Today Show movie critic Gene Shalit still kicking around at the age of 90.
You got time for one.
Okay. A Dallas teacher could be disciplined after somehow showing a nude image of herself to an entire classroom of students. A letter went home to parents on Tuesday stating it happened Monday at J.L. Long Middle School. The DISD said the incident was an accident and would be handled by administrators. One concerned parent, Christine Carey, said they were subjected to pornography in a public school classroom. What is that happening at all? Is that appropriate at all? The district wouldn't
How
say.
How was the picture displayed?
We don't know. I don't even know if the teacher was male or female. The
well,
woman
I
here
don't care.
Says
the sex. Them using one of the overheads and then went. Next slide, please. Oh, yeah, that's from my trip from Zihuatanejo. Yeah, you weren't supposed to see my.
I think that's
just look at the Aztecs or whatever is in the mm-hmm. background where Zihuatanejo is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Since it happened in the entire classroom, I assume it was something like that that was then projected for all to see. The concerned parent also said, I think we should be given more information than that. Let's not talk about it anymore letter that was sent out. Get rid of her. She should not be around children.
Well, if it was an accident, it depends on what the picture was. If it was her in a bikini, was it supposed to be full nudity?
It says nude image.
Okay.
So, I mean,
but sometimes people overreact and they'll look at somebody in a bikini, a thong, and go, well, that's a nude image.
Right.
Well, it's a partially nude. As long as the good bits aren't showing, then to me it's useless because I don't look at those anymore.
You've graduated.
Well, I used to look at Wicked Weasel. Something about those chicks in bikinis.
The barely there bikinis. Yeah.
But that was when I had dial up. Best you could hope for was a picture. And you knew what you were getting on the thumbnails because it could pretty much tell with a chick.
Yeah, you could always trust the Wicked Weasel. Never any surprises.
I remember I used to get excited. I think Wicked Weasel even had a catalog.
I think you're right. It was interesting, though.
I'd go check the mailbox and go, Wicked Weasel, Wicked Weasel.
It was like they had the website, they had a catalog, all these women in these swimsuits that were just basically floss. But I never actually saw anyone on a beach anywhere wearing them.
Yeah. Just like an eye patch with floss. You're right.
Yeah.
I stole this bikini from a pirate. So was the teacher suspended for the time being?
DISD just said that it would be handled by administrators, and they were looking into it.
Well, thanks. I hate to go back to the TV commercial. It's Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
The administration will handle it. Well, who else is going to handle it? FEMA?
Yeah, because they're so good.
It's weird how they're cryptic about how the picture was displayed.
Yeah, this news story really gives you no idea. I mean, other than the fact it was to an entire classroom, so I assume it was projected onto a screen somehow. Like, she might have been trying to pull up notes or some sort of a slideshow or some sort of PDF type thing on her laptop, and then it gets sent up to the screen, and next thing you know, it opened up a folder it shouldn't have. Or she copied and
pasted. You know what? People got to go back to Polaroids, Jack. You've got to. Polaroids stay with you. They can stay locked up. Polaroids don't go to the cloud.
No, they don't.
Polaroids can't be leaked.
Nope.
Unless you just leave it lying around the house and the maid or somebody swipes it. Polaroids are pretty safe. Polaroids should point that out. Hey, you want good, safe pictures of your or your these. Polaroid land camera.
Part of their new ad campaign.
Yeah, keep it safe.
Sometimes old school is the safest, especially when you don't know. You take pictures of your junkitalia, and it ends up in the cloud and then on all your devices. And I'll bet you that's what happened to this chick.
Yep.
Is because I didn't realize it. First of all, I don't take any weird pictures except during the holidays.
Yeah, you do get in a mood.
But I pulled up pictures on my iPad, and I never took that with this iPad.
Yep.
It's all stored in photo albums, whatever, but it was just mostly, you know, the dogs, the house, the cars, things like that. But I made sure to shut that off just in case I got one of the moments of, I bet Cindy Skull would like to see my balls. They're all nice and smooth, tan, ironed them out.
Ew.
Ain't no wrinkles.
Gross.
I think chicks like smooth balls. What do your balls look like, Dr. Thornton? Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
608. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Baymont Inn and Suites. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound West Loop 820, right at Cahoba Drive. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Las Vegas Trail. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, right at 35W. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Blue Mountain Road. In DeForest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Anglin Drive. Got an accident blocking the... blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Campus Drive. Moving on into DeSoto, northbound I-35, right at Wintergreen Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Pleasant Run. Finally in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Lovers. All the lanes there are now open. Traffic there is still backed up back from Woodall Rogers. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
They make it move. We forget weather? Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Try that one.
All right. From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care as well as Merle. Tonight, some scattered storms, an overnight low 54. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 64 for the high. Right now, 81 at 97.1, the Eagle. Cool.
How about some...
How about you suck my play fuck over?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You stroke, you jump, you hot and you tease, because I'm a tall, cool one, and I'm built to please.
All right, you got to pass birthdays.
Hey.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right. We all see the actual story. One of the students involved in the racist video that went viral earlier this month, leading the University of Oklahoma to expel him and another student and shut down their fraternity, apologized for his actions at a news conference on Wednesday. Levi Pettit, who went to Highland Park High School, said,
I'm deeply sorrowful I get caught. If I've offended anyone of the Negro community, I'm deeply sorrowful.
You got
that's not...
What's his name?
Levi.
That's not...
Levi what?
Pettit.
That's not Levi Pettit. People know Levi Pettit. I'm not racist. But I'm. If anybody was offended, I'm deeply sorrowful.
He said, "Well,
we should have chanted, we want more speedy players on our in our fraternity."
Why does anybody think it does any good? Mitigates any of the damages when you apologize afterwards.
I don't know. For some reason, they seem to think if you get on TV and you apologize and you seem contrite, then somehow it helps your standing or helps your situation.
People aren't going to, they're not going to believe it. They're not going to buy it. It's a waste of time. It sometimes it works in court if you seem sorrowful.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your sentencing goes, if you went, that's right, I killed them all. Everyone in the house. I had the AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal. So somehow in the judicial system, if you show some type of remorse, it does bear somehow on your sentence. But this is public opinion, and the public doesn't care.
I guess
mostly the public forgets.
Yeah. He did say, I will be deeply sorry and ashamed for the rest of my life. However, he would not talk about the chant in the video or who taught it to him. He said, I'm not here to talk about where I learned the chant or where it was taught. I'm here to apologize for what I did. The truth is, what was said in that chant is disgusting. I've learned that those words should never be repeated, joked about, or used in any form ever again.
This guy is how old?
19.
Okay. And he's just 20? Just now, he's in a fraternity, so he's got to be at least almost 19.
Yeah, he's 20.
Okay. And he's just now learning you can't chant the N-word, and they're never going to be around us.
Well, he is from Highland Park.
I'm sure they drive through there from time to time lost.
As part of his looking toward the future rather than the past, Pettit shared the positive he hopes comes from the situation that he said stripped him of the privileges of college life at OU. He says, all the apologies in the world won't.
Oh, that's a big penalty.
Well,
I got kicked out of college in Oklahoma.
Yeah, life's tough.
Woo! He said, all the apologies in the world won't change what I've done, so I will spend the rest of my life trying to be the person who heals and brings people of all races together.
This is just my perspective. I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he doesn't. I'll wait till it blows over.
We'll see.
And then they check the bus for cameras next time.
He also said, he offered his apology at an Oklahoma City church. He's partnered with Oklahoma State Senator Anastasia Pittman, who chairs the Oklahoma Black Caucus and graduated from OU. He also said, some have wondered why I hadn't spoken out publicly. The truth is, I've had a mix of pain, shame, sorrow, and fear over the consequences of my actions. I did not want to apologize to the press or to the whole country until I first came to apologize to those most directly impacted.
And how do you do that? Did you go to every black person that saw the video, any black person on the campus? I'm deeply sorrowful. And move on. I mean, how do you... The words are useless. I wouldn't chant it. I've made racial jokes. Mm-hmm. I've danced around them on the air. He could use the excuse of, well, it wasn't meant with malice. Well, were there any black kids in your fraternity?
No.
Plus, there's an extreme difference between what they were doing on the bus and any sort of race-related jokes we might make. We're lampooning.
I don't know what jokes you're talking about.
I know the jokes he's talking about. It's the ones that I always tell him, no, you can't say that on the air, Alfie.
He tells in the hall?
Yeah, no, he comes into my office.
You know people can hear you. Black people can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
First thing he gets, when he gets to the office, he comes to my office with a fresh cup of coffee. He's like, hey, I made the new coffee. And I said, Alfie, you can't, what? I've never eaten.
I like my coffee just like I would like my women. Like yours. What?
Alfie.
Sorry you chanted in.
Yeah.
Chimed in.
I most certainly am now.
Every day, right around noon. needs his afternoon your coffee. Hey, Dad, guess what I got? I made a brand new fresh pot of coffee.
Not 1 ounce of cream in it.
Mm-mm.
Black all day.
So black and so strong, even if you tried to put cream in it, it's still...
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this coffee.
Mm-mm.
And some people will hide behind the lampooning thing.
I think there is.
I think if you're making fun of rednecks, which is what we do, that's what we hide behind.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the Billy spots, it's all in the listener's head. Billy's not saying anything bad at all.
He's not. And that's why you can't. You can complain, but you're not going to get any traction. I don't care how speedy you are, because whatever you think is bleeped out is in your head. Billy says tiger or liquor or digger. If something's partially bleeped out and you hear something else, that's your own racist mentality. And that's not a bad way to test somebody to see if they're racist.
Yeah, I think everybody gets the joke. I mean, I know what he's saying.
I don't know what the joke is.
I know what
he's
saying.
Do you know what joke is?
What joke?
Yeah.
This show has jokes?
Yeah.
Since when?
What are you talking about, the Billy spots?
Yeah.
I don't know what the joke is. What joke do you get? Massa?
I don't get any joke.
Looks to me like Dr. Thornton changed his exit.
Looks like somebody backed out of the tribe. Mm-hmm. You even said that before. A lot of people, as psychologists, will get into a group environment,
mm-hmm,
and somehow start to absorb the issues of the other people, and you actually use it. You weren't being racist.
Yeah.
Is that you almost become part of the tribe.
Yes.
So how do you do group therapy and not get become part of the tribunal?
Yeah, I haven't really watched the show Anger Management, but I imagine that's kind of the running joke, is that he's as angry as they are.
I haven't seen it either, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Charlie Sheen's sitcom after Two and a Half Men.
He plays a therapist in a prison or something.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Oh, I must watch it.
It's not a prison. I think it's like in his house. He does therapy.
Okay. I think he goes to a prison also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that part makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Says therapy in his house.
Yeah, he does group therapy with anger management people.
Whores. Well, topless dancers with anger management.
Well, there might be some in there. There's also some normal folks.
The only time I ever smoked cigarettes was when I was an intern at Terrell State Hospital many years ago.
You?
Yeah. And this was the summer of 1980, and they still smoked on the unit back then. And I would have a group of 20 men all smoking. And, in fact, they gave every therapist a carton of cigarettes when you walk in the door. That's how you get to meet people. You know,
this is going to help for two reasons.
Yeah.
To calm you down,
mm-hmm,
or in case you're about to get raped.
it's really oddly liberating to buy your own ass.
This is a commodity here.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the summer, I was smoking in that group. And then after a while, I would smoke another cigarette while I was writing my notes. Hey,
how'd you finally quit?
Well, the internship was over and I was done. You know?
So it's like the association. Yeah. Kind of like Russ with his dip, but he only dips when he's here.
Right.
Okay. I never knew you smoked.
Yeah, it's like two cigarettes a day for
what
about...
What was your brand?
Two a day.
They were States.
Huh?
States. They were generic. They were in a white package with no lettering on them. Tasted like sawdust.
Like government cigarettes?
Yeah.
How would the government issue cigarettes?
Keep those.
Was this sort of like collect all 50 state coins?
No, that was just a nickname for them. They called them States. They
These
were just,
are my Nebraska cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't know where they came from. They were just a white package.
What did you just say on it? Cigarettes?
Didn't say anything.
Well, at least when they had the government programs, well, they still have them, but
yeah.
It was back when you had to buy, your food was on a certain aisle. If you had a, they call them Lone Star cards now, I forget what they called them back then. We'll just call them the You Suck cards.
Yep.
Yeah. You had to buy special aisle. You remember this?
Yeah.
White boxes.
Yep.
Issued by the government. Just said cereal.
Yep.
Oatmeal. Raisins.
Cheese.
So there was no mistake about what you were getting, and that was all you got.
Yeah. This had no writing on it whatsoever.
So when you went to the store, what'd you say? Can I pack those?
No, no. They were just on the unit. You know, when you came on the
they
unit. They issued
them
to you.
When you came in.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you got some under-the-table smokes.
Somebody was probably making a profit somewhere.
I'm sure.
You know. You treating C unit today?
Yeah.
Here's a carton of smokes.
Thanks.
What brand is it? Cigarette smokes.
Excellent. That's my favorite.
Does it have nicotine in it? All that you can smoke. How many can I have? Unlimited. It's all you can smoke here. You need more cigarettes? Raise a flag.
You got to figure that must be what it's like to work at Marlboro.
To what?
You should be able to just have smokes whenever you want them.
And you could smoke as much as you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I wish I smoked. That sounds kind of cool. I'll just get a fake degree, go out to Terrell. My free cigarettes.
That probably ended many years ago.
Yeah,
aren't you supposed to treat the people here with psychological problems? I don't know how many free cigarettes I get. Hey, do I got to crack a window or can I blow it straight in their face?
No open windows.
I guess that makes sense.
Wow.
Wouldn't they worry about the cigarette being lit as some type of weapon if the inmate got it away from you? You ever get cigarette burns?
No. They couldn't have fire. I mean, you know, the therapist had the lighters.
Well, yeah, yeah, but if your cigarette is lit and they take it away from you, then they can burn you.
That's a weapon, yeah. I never saw that happen. I imagine the patients knew that they better not act out with their cigarettes or they end up in a straitjacket.
Did they let inmates smoke?
These were patients, not inmates.
Well, patients, inmates, could they leave if they wanted to?
Mm-mm.
That's an inmate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're incarcerated, yeah.
All right. Could they smoke?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how you met them. They'd say, hey, doc, you got a smoke? And you give them a pack. And
why, yes, I do. Would you like to bond?
Mm.
I brought in my special brand.
What is it?
It's cigarettes.
Oh.
If I think we're making progress, possibly next week, it's some Pall Mall.
Ooh.
Or L&M.
Wow, it's still name brand.
We may have to start you with Carlton. Lowest and Tar. Or Tarleton. Which is it?
It's Carlton.
Yeah.
Carlton. Maybe Tarleton.
I've never heard of a Tarleton.
Well, the only reason you know Carlton is because of the dance.
Well.
I think maybe it was Tarleton. Lowest and Tar.
Tarleton makes sense.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the first three letters and all, but.
All I know is I don't want none of that Tarleton, baby.
No, you don't want any of that.
As you learned.
Yes.
That's odd. It's. I understand the reward system because when you go to a mental hospital like Terrell.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing is the biggest one in our area.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reward system, and after a while, they're going to get tired of snossages.
Yeah.
Aren't you having a nicotine fit? Yes. Wouldn't you like to maybe show some progress? I sure would.
Mm.
As a therapist, I sure am calm and relaxed. Wouldn't you like to be calm and relaxed? With one of these name brand cigarettes that say cigarette. Could you actually give them a smoke?
Oh, yeah, a pack.
Did you use it in a Pavlovian sense?
Not a reward thing, but a bonding thing.
Sure, that place is still packed.
No, it's not a bad, yeah. Okay, so the bad news is you were convicted. Good news is...
Well, I don't think you're convicted. You're
mental illness warrant.
You're committed, and the courts decide Yeah, it's not a good idea for you to run free.
Okay, so bad news is you've been committed. Good news is it's to the smokehouse.
Yeah.
Say, Doc, you got a syringe on you?
Nah. Got some smokes, though.
I got some generic heroin. Just on the syringe, it says heroin.
Drugs.
That's so odd that they would let you give smokes to the inmates.
Yeah.
The residents.
They don't anymore. They cut that out.
Alfie, what's line one?
He says he has been institutionalized at one point.
By the state or by a mental institution?
He said he, I guess, admitted himself.
Okay. Yes, Jason.
Hey, I was actually in a mental institution, and we had separate times where we could smoke. So, like, the people that were addicted, that was like gold for them. It was a privilege.
What did you admit yourself for?
Alcohol and depression.
And giving up the alcohol, that helped with the depression?
Yes, I've been 7 months sober, and I'm 10 times better now.
But didn't you, you smoke now?
I smoked before.
Smoked before?
Yeah.
You stopped now?
No, I switched to the e-cigarette.
Oh. But you're still swapping out one addiction for another.
Yeah, but it's healthier, if you will.
Yeah. It's a lot less harmful to other people.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the nicotine dialies.
Right.
Or get behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get stopped for DWN.
No, those things still have nicotine.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being 7 months, whatever. What, Dan?
No, the e-cigs still have nicotine in them. That's why smokers will switch over, and it's not so catastrophic. But then you can wean yourself off, kind of like the patch, but with the e-cig thing.
Just in general, the issue he's bringing up, the addiction of smoking, that's bad for you. That's, you know, secondary smoke's bad for other people, but, you know, an alcohol addiction is so much more dangerous. It's just, you know, there are such consequences to that.
Your judgment doesn't change on cigarettes.
Right, exactly. So in AA, they have meetings that are smoking meetings and meetings that are non-smoking meetings. And it's often said, you get to the cigarettes later. Let's worry about the alcohol right now.
But I thought the whole thing was addiction related.
Yeah, they have a definite pass on nicotine as far as AA goes.
Yeah, I used to drink all the time, but I sucked my cigarette before I lit it. I didn't wait on the sound effect.
Mm-mm. Starting to think if
we try this again.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah. I stopped drinking and replaced it with nicotine. Helps with the withdrawals. I don't get the nicotine dialies.
Mm-hmm.
I never slap anybody around when I'm on nicotine.
Mm-mm.
I only slap them around when I'm off nicotine.
That's right. Mm. When someone tells you, sorry, sir, you cannot smoke here.
Yeah, that's why I have a problem. They told me that one time when I was playing nicotine golf. Sorry, that didn't really work. Chloe gets it.
I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah.
Nicholas, your golf.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not laughing at that. Quit looking at me.
Sorry, it's like a 20-year-old joke between Chloe and me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody talk while I'm drinking.
The other drug that AA totally allows is caffeine. They can drink you some coffee.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Well, it's not really, is a stimulant considered a drug?
Well, yeah, it's addictive, but again, it doesn't alter consciousness in the way that alcohol does.
I got all hyped up on caffeine. I called every bitch I knew. No matter what hour of the night it was.
Have you still loved me? No. All right, see you later. Have you still loved me?
I said no.
All right, talk to you later.
72 women I called in 42 seconds. No punchline. Nobody's going to help.
Like a smoke?
Joe, you got, Joe, you got a claw?
The thing is, I know exactly what you mean.
Don't do. That's a nicotine speak. When you got it so bad, you start switching letters.
Oh, those are fresh. Thank you.
I just couldn't imagine at the day they stopped that program and everyone just freaks out.
Oh,
starts,
yeah.
Starts fitting out.
Well, I thought about that before. If, say you were going to be locked up for just a 30-day, well, let's see, a state jail felony wouldn't be 30 days. It's locked up for 30 days. That means they ain't going to give you smokes or alcohol.
Mm-mm.
Well, but we're going to feed you. Well, unless you feeding me tobacco, I don't really care. So that in itself should be a deterrent to adhere by the laws of the land.
Yeah, but those are things people don't think about. They don't think about their addictions and breaking the law.
Yeah, well, that's something that they should put on there. It'd be like, you know, don't drink and drive.
Drink, drive, go to jail. Don't get to drink no more.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Royal Miller. Got an accident blocking the left center lane. Their traffic's backed up, back from the High 5. And in Fort Worth, northbound West Loop 820, right at Cahoba Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up, back to Clifford Street. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All the proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 The Eagle, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Ice Center. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, a high of 64. Right now, 82, and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get in the f***ing car!
Okay, I kind of meant it to be a dick, but not really.
What?
Oh, when Dr. Thornton was walking out. Because he didn't know I had to put Rocco to sleep on Monday.
Right.
And I didn't bring it up when I was asking about, you know, how do you console people during a death?
Mm-hmm.
So he said he had to get up and go to one of his Zen meetings. So we always hug each other, and right as he opens the door to walk out, I went, my dog died. He goes, well, damn it.
We've been practicing for this all day, and I don't know what to say.
He goes, my condolences. Yeah.
Mm.
You done good.
Feel better? Feel better, don't you? Feel better. See you later.
Then he starts to walk back out again. Then you said something else.
It was real painful.
You're torturing that poor old man.
Hey, if it's funny to me, just consider that part of my grieving period. And the emails that I got that just said, sorry, boss, no subject line, nothing like that, those were fine.
Yeah. Did you get the one that the lady sent with the dog with the angel wings on it?
No.
You're welcome.
I'd have killed her.
Yeah, I think maybe she just sent that to me.
I had a couple of people send me the Rainbow Bridge poem.
But you can't make it through that when all your pets are healthy and alive.
Well, the Rainbow Bridge, that's one that we've never really read on the air. It's just, I'm not sure. I'm thinking that's a, or maybe a different one of, you get to the golden, the pearly gates, and St. Peter's asking you all these questions, and something about dogs, and they tell you dogs aren't allowed in here. And the guy goes, then I'm going to hell. I forget what that one is.
I don't know.
I know of it.
But if there are no dogs in heaven, I'm happy with hell.
I want to go where my friends are.
Where everybody knows your name. Hell is like Cheers. I want to walk into hell and have them go,
Norm!
Yeah. And except in that back room of Cheers, it'll actually be all the dogs playing poker. Yeah, I'm in the right spot.
We always wonder where they got the idea for that painting.
Yeah. How much are the blinds?
Dogs wearing hats and smoking. I wasn't shocked. I was surprised that I heard from two of my exes saying, just, I'm sorry. But not the ex that owned the dog.
Mm-mm.
And it was funny, Rachel, my ex from the 90s.
Yep.
She's the one that left me with Abby. And she, there was no ill will with that one. That one was, I think you and Abby have gotten close. And she said, I can't imagine you living without her.
Yeah.
Man, that seems to work.
A slap helps. There's a reason why they do it in movies, TV shows, all the time.
I wish I did it to myself instead of you.
Well, we all got to make judgment calls.
My man, slap out of it. Hey!
Well, I could see you starting to well up.
But an ex from 20 years ago, I hear from. And Mona from the 2000s, I hear from. Mandy, who owned or adopted Kahlua. Nothing. Not even anybody from her family. I didn't expect it, but it's just shocking that obviously all my exes don't hate me.
That's true. I mean, most of them actually kind of like you. And on some level, Diane must still like you, because if I was Diane, I'd have killed you by now. Talking all that noise up on that radio for 30 years.
Russ Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You better stop talking all that on that damn radio. I'm going to come up there and whoop your ass.
No, Diane showed up at my dad's funeral.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. It's like, obviously, she still cares about you.
And it's when Mandy and I were still together, and I got to introduce Mandy to Diane. I went, this is Diane I dated in the 80s. Here's Mandy, you who accused me in the 2000s.
Wow. What would you guys say to each other?
Well, he never hit me. Yeah, I never hit her either.
Mm. And if he was going to hit anybody,
it would have been me, because I chased him down in that car a lot of times in the 80s.
And it would have been in self-defense if he did it.
And even when he let me run in that parked car. Well, Diane and I had some good moments, but they were never really physical. She slapped the top of my car, dented it.
Mm.
That's when I got out and took her Ford Fairmont and kicked in all her hubcaps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Well, I'll show you.
You know what it's going to cost to pull that dent out of the top of my car? A lot less than one. Quit it. At two. You can stop with one side. Nope. Three.
He needs to make this whole point.
Russell. At four. Give me the keys of the trunk.
Are you going to get the spare?
So, I think I mentioned this. I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air. Today I felt, and I'll make this quick, I felt some type of cloud dissipation over the top of my head, like there was no further relationship between Mandy and me.
It's funny you mention that, because I was talking to someone else about that, it was yesterday or day before, saying how for whatever reason, that plays into it as well, probably. It's that extra piece of closure that you never would have really thought about or never really needed.
But I didn't want the dog to suffer for me to get closure.
And it's not like you needed it to happen. It's just one other piece, like I said, that you hadn't thought about more than likely, that when it did happen, you're like, every part of her is gone now out of my life.
Short of the stuff that she lived in, left in the attic that she said were family heirlooms, which I will either sell or
burn.
Think burn it.
No, I'm just saying that's what you're really trying to say.
Yeah. Burn it or sell it.
Sell it. You know, take it on the, if it's actually heirloom stuff, take it by the village. What's the show on PBS? The road show stuff.
Oh, Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, like she had anything of true value.
I was going to say, anything worth of value, sell it. Anything that meant a lot to her, burn it.
Yeah. Oh, look, here's your tassel from graduation. Nobody certainly would want to buy this.
No, it's too personal.
How about if I bring that up this week and we burn it on the air?
Post that to YouTube.
That'll go viral. For every guy that was pissed off at a chick. My thing is hard.
You really should have talked about this when Dr. Thornton was still here.
I think Dr. Thornton would have
analyzed you.
I think he would have sided with me. Not because he's afraid of what I would say, mm-hmm. but there's certain time there are things that are just cathartic. And if it doesn't hurt anybody, no physical damage. Mm-hmm. Then what the hell?
I take a different approach, which would be, I don't want, even if you do have that sort of effect on me still, I'm not going to give you the pleasure of knowing it. I'd rather have it be that you don't matter to me anymore. If it's
no, I want her to know that she matters to me, okay. And she will for the rest of my life, that I will never let this go.
Gotcha.
Ever. You can go on and whatever that thing was that came out of your womb from that bald-headed beast that you married. Sooner or later, your child is going to find out. I'm going to make sure she does, or he, or whatever it was they had. And just pass it on from generation to generation. I know it's vindictive. I know it's ugly, but it makes me feel really nice inside. It's like the sun coming out on a cloudy day and just goes, I think there's going to be the cleansing, a great cleansing fire from heaven that helps me burn that bitch's stuff.
Amen.
I call it the heavenly chimney. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong. Let it go.
I've never been in your situation to where it's more than the relationship coming to an end, because there was a whole legal criminal process to this that is something that I cannot fully appreciate or comprehend. So if you're still mad about it, by God, reason to be.
I'm mad about the legal thing, because in my life, I've never really been tested. I mean, truly had a hurdle to where I didn't know if I could overcome it or not. And I did. So I wouldn't change that.
Okay.
I would change how much money I spent on it.
I wouldn't understand that.
but I think the things that you go through leave scars and they make you matter. And I'm happy with that. Not stronger, matter.
Mm.
And if there's karma, it's my middle name now. I know there's nothing positive about it, and people should go, dude, let it go. It's in the past. It is. If I let it go, it's in the past. But as long as I hang on to it like a Rottweiler with a baby.
Let it fuel you.
Because probably at least once a week, the whole allegations piss me off. But every day, leaving me with the dogs to watch them get older and need more attention, and then finally have to make the decision to put them to sleep, that I'm not going to forget. And that I'm not going to forgive. There's nothing that they can say. And if that's cruel and cold-hearted and puts me in a dark place, I love it here.
I'm just happy you're happy.
Okay.
Okay, that's a perfect way to judge me without judging me. Man, that man needs some help out of that dark area. But he seems to be happy there.
I think it's best that I not meddle. The man's happy in his dark spot. You let him live in that dark spot.
Should have let it go.
No.
Honestly.
No.
Stick aside.
Stick aside. Don't let it go.
Stick aside, burn that bitch's stuff.
Good to know where you stand, Alfie.
Just have a great big bitch fire.
Yeah.
I like selling the stuff because she said there are a lot of things, and I held on to them, thinking one day she's going to go, okay, well, you know, those my grandparents' things, and they really cherished them, and my grandfather built that, and that was in the family for, you know, decades. Nobody's going to buy that one. That one's the one I'm going to burn. Any video she left, high school graduation, I'm going to burn those.
And you gave her the opportunity several times to come get it or whatever, right?
Oh, she's, yeah.
Many times.
Since 2010, late 2009, she's had plenty of time.
You may want to double check with Everett, but I think that's enough to legally be considered abandoned in the state of Texas.
I don't think I would check with anybody. How long, if she wants it, I can charge her storage.
You know how that's going to go.
Let's see.
She's immediately going to ask you to pay for it.
What about all that stuff that was mine? Okay, I'll tell you what. You split all the medical bills for your dogs over the past 4 or 5 years. You have your stuff back. That's fair. Now give me the ring back that you stole. Or admit that you stole $500 from my foundation. Which way you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
If you come to the window of forgiveness... This one's been boarded up.
And if you get past those boards, it's just a big fist.
Think of pulling all the boards down and Chuck Norris's fist being on the other side. I got nothing else to say. I just don't know how you leave your dogs. I don't.
Some people can, obviously.
Did you and Tara adopt Daphne together?
No, Tara had her before me.
Okay.
We adopted Joel together.
The big dog that you hate?
Yes. Although, depending on the day, we can hate them both equally. As much as we love them... My God, that Chihuahua will not shut up.
And I finally had called it an epiphany of why it's hard to put a dog down. And it's a lot easier to put people down. Mm-hmm. God, I love that. Is you're the dog's caretaker. People can die from emphysema, lung cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, whatever. Those are all decisions the person made.
Right.
The animal, you fed them. Took care of them. You gave them everything that you were supposed to. And when they die, you feel like you let them down. People, you're let down. People make their own choices. I truly believe there are two things that God gave us: animals and pornography.
Amen.
And I praise God every day for both of them.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
707. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Only one incident out there right now, and this time it's in Fort Worth. Northbound West Loop 820, right at Cahoba Drive. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic backed up back from Clifford Street. It's about a 15-minute delay through that. But other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty... Oh, man. I don't think so. I don't even know what the hell I was saying now. No other accidents out there. BFD 2015 is May 31st at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, featuring the Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but if you're an Eagle Rockaholic, you have the opportunity to purchase tickets starting today, actually. Details on the full lineup are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, some scattered storms, a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and a high of 64. Right now, 79. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Voice guy come in?
Alfie's saying no.
Okay, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm. I am Luke Bryan. Hi. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfie?
Those are women, I guess, with kind words.
I didn't do this for sympathy. It's just...
You just got hit with a wall of emotion when you let it out.
Well, you share everything else on the show. You share whatever. Okay. Yes, Emily.
Hi, boss. How are you?
Dandy.
Great. I just wanted to let you know that your last speech really moved me. I'm on my way to a first date, and I had to pull over. I was brought to tears. I was just crying driving down the side of the road. That was the most heartfelt thing I have ever heard from you. My love has just grown immensely.
That God gave us two gifts, animals
Absolutely.
And porn.
You know, I agree with both of those, actually. I love my animals and love my porn.
Sounds to me like this date's going to go well.
up. Maybe. Maybe not with my mascara running down my face now, but I just really wanted to let you know that that was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I bet I get some pussy out of this.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, Rhett, I had the biggest crush on you. I'm telling you. I've had, sad to say, I have had dreams about you, Russ.
Do you know what I look like?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh,
man. Man, if you want some good see, then you get some dead dog.
How old are you?
Oh, wait, any girls are, I'm 27.
Married?
No, sir.
She's on her way to her first date.
Oh, is that what you said, first date?
First date, but I'm not going to put too much into it.
Where'd you meet him?
Online. Match.com. I know.
Have you come up as a match for Russ yet?
I haven't, actually.
Wonder why.
Yeah, after tonight. After tonight, I may be available.
Oh, so you're putting a lot of hope into this first date.
No. Well, hey, I got on the line with my hero now. That everything else is ancillary.
How long have you been corresponding with this person online?
It's just been about a month or two. Nothing.
You know they could be lying about everything.
I know that. I'm new into the dating world again, so it's kind of scary.
Were you married?
I was, yeah.
Children?
No. Dogs. Two dogs that are mine now.
How old are they?
They're six.
Both of them?
Yes, two chow chows.
Okay. That's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? I don't think she was looking for your...
Well, I mean, she had,
for the dog.
She had two kids, and you know, she said, well, they were both six. It's like, yeah, all right, thanks for your kind words. But if they're dogs, you know, they probably got another 5-6 years in them.
I know. That's what I think about, and it breaks my heart.
You like me more now?
Oh, I've always loved you, but that just kind of sealed the deal, I think. Absolutely.
I don't know what it is. We were talking about this off the air. What it is, it's, I really thought I would grow out of it, of losing an animal. But
I don't think that's something you'll... And your epiphany was really spot on. You take care of them your entire life, and when you see them in that state, they're just so sad. You feel like you let them down. I mean, they don't understand, and they look at you with so much love and hope, and... You know that you're not gonna go home with them. Sorry.
Are you fat?
Oh my God, Russell.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Decent set of cans,
Russ.
They're a 36C. Is that okay?
Are they real?
They are real. They are real, and they're all yours.
You have a big butt.
It's growing, actually.
What?
It's growing. It's growing.
How fast? How fast?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Can we have sex before it gets any bigger?
Oh, my.
Absolutely. Whatever size you want me to have, baby. Okay.
Where are you going on your first date?
It's, see, that's another strike. It's Lefties in Addison. It's a seafood place.
You don't like
seafood.
You don't like
I don't. Nope.
Well, why did you tell him you didn't like seafood?
I did. See, that's like.
And he picked it anyway.
It's my first.
Why? So why are you going?
I don't know.
Are you that hard up? You got to meet somebody.
No. I figure I'd give him a chance, but.
How old is he?
He's 38.
And you're, what'd you say, 26?
I'm 27.
27. Mm-hmm. What does he do?
He is a engineer.
Did you do a background check on him yet?
No, not yet. I should have. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be a full place full of people who enjoy seafood, so it should be a lovely evening.
Yeah, I pick a public place, though, in case anything goes wrong. I can just excuse myself and go to the bathroom.
So you told him you didn't like seafood, and he still picked...
Yes.
I'm missing something while you're going.
I am, too. It's pity, I guess, for myself.
Good. Did his dog die?
No, he doesn't. Oh, okay. He doesn't like animals. And that's what's bothering me.
All right. Oh, what the f*** is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you feel obligated to go on a date with him just because he came up as a match?
Not just because he came up as a match. I'm just...
He actually said in your communiques back and forth, he doesn't like animals.
Well, I have a picture of me on my Match profile with one of my dogs, and he was asking about them. And, of course, you know, I ask if he has any animals. He's like, no, I don't like animals. I said, oh, well, that's
okay. Okay, to me, that's like being having strong theological differences between being a Gentile and a Jew. I mean, if you got strong theological differences that you're not going to get past, the animal thing, to me, that's bigger than any religion. So what are you going to do if you guys hit it off? And he goes, yeah, you're going to have to get rid of your dogs.
I'm going to tell him to leave. I'm not going to accept that answer. You know, I can date you and all that. That's fine. But if things get serious and you want me to get rid of my dog, that's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to lean back, cross my arms, and ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Are you going to have sex with him?
No.
You're going to have...
Absolutely.
Is it a possibility in the future?
I haven't thought that much into it.
That's a yes.
Honestly, if, you know, all these red flags are going up, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but you're still running through those flags.
You know it.
You got the biggest flag of all, unless you're just hideous.
I'm not, honestly. I you know, I think I am. I'm not trying to be conceited.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
And are you hideous?
Oh, you already asked that.
I promise I'm not.
Got a big nose?
No, actually.
How are you at hand jobs?
Pretty satisfying.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
Well, enjoy your day tonight, and don't think about me at all for any reason.
Oh, whatever, Russ. I always think about you.
Hey, during the day,
yeah.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
Record it and talk about me the entire time.
Oh, absolutely. That would be funny.
I'd like to see where it goes.
I know, right?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, guys.
God bless you.
You too, hon.
I need a hand job.
Anytime you want to be.
I got wash rags.
Do we have to be here for this?
What? Dude, this is part of my grieving process.
No, it's not. It's you getting some strange.
You said I was going to get some dead dog.
What?
Which, first of all, out of context, sounds nasty.
It really, really does. That's why it's important you keep it in context.
You like to screw dead dogs.
See where you're going here is just not healthy.
It is healthy because if I didn't have this show and I had to go through putting down dogs on my own without any type of outlet or a support group of my three friends. That's you guys.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just making sure. I know you have some other friends.
Well, the married women don't count.
Oh, okay.
They're nothing to me, but
yeah,
dumpsters with nitties.
Wow.
If real dumpsters had nitties, I'd do them instead.
You are just a pillow talk master.
I'll take one more. Yes, Julie.
Russ, okay, after listening to the revolting desperate girl for the last 10 minutes, I did want to say that I wanted to thank you for putting up, sorry.
I got it back up to the very beginning of the sentence.
I had a bad day, and I was listening at 5 o'clock, and I was laughing out loud from the inaneness. And just the randomness, and I thought to myself right then and there, I need to call Russ and thank him for putting his personal feelings aside and being professional and, you know, coming to the treehouse and helping the rest of us out. And then when I was on my run listening to you guys, I'm bawling, and I'm sure the people in my neighborhood think I'm the insane person who laughs and cries while she runs.
That or they think you had just escaped from someplace.
Who are you blowing? You on the Katy Trail?
No, I'm just in my neighborhood. But I always listen to you guys because it helps me take my mind off those 4 miles, and it passes the time. And there are things that are said that are just out and out hilarious. And you wouldn't be human if you didn't laugh. And today, you wouldn't be human if you didn't cry. So I just wanted to take the time to say thank you, because what you do, regardless of whether or not you want to believe it, makes you a good guy, and it makes you human. And it brings you, all of us, closer to the treehouse that we don't, you know, that we all feel like we're right there and there with you.
Seriously.
Are you married?
Does it matter?
I understand what you're saying, and I didn't bring it up to be a downer. It's just,
it wasn't a downer. That's not what it was. You're sharing, and that's what makes the show. When you ask the next time, and you're like, "What is the number one talk radio show talk about today?" The next time that pops up, say life, because all of our lives have good, bad, inane, and stupid in it, and that's what you did today. And I just think you need to take the compliment and hang up on me, because that's what you do.
No. It's very generous of you to call. I appreciate you staying on hold.
You're welcome.
Do you have big titties?
Russell.
I heard a bleep. I didn't hear what you said.
You don't need to hear what he said, Julian. This is the time you need to...
Shut up.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know the appropriate response, but...
They're not big?
Oh, no, I didn't hear you, honestly. No,
I'll say it again with the mics off.
I do.
Yeah. And you run?
I do.
4 miles a day?
5 days a week.
You like it in the ass?
Oh, really?
Hey, now, to answer the previous question, I am married.
Okay. Does he like it in the ass?
From you or Pretty Little Dan Inc., probably.
Okay. You can leave me out of this.
All right. Seriously, that's very kind of you to call. I got nothing else to say. Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good night.
All right. I sure like big titties.
You like when they go running?
I think Rocco would have wanted it.
I would imagine he would have appreciated that as well.
So it has been cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes to hear about, oh, your dog died. Shut up. Walk it off. You're a man. I mean, dogs you got to go through in life. Well, I don't know.
Enough to where you can finally pick up a chick off the phone.
I'm not going to pick up a chick because I had to make the decision to put a dog. Look, she's got big titties.
And has satisfactory handy skills.
I don't think I asked her about hand jobs.
The first chick you did.
Well, either the last chick, Julie, either her or her husband likes it in the ass, so somebody's getting it. The emails and everything else, I appreciate. That's heartfelt.
The first chick is having dinner down the road.
At Lefty's?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why you've already got two flags. The first flag, the biggest one is, yeah, I don't like animals. Okay, to me, this is not an indictment of all people who don't like animals, but to me, that's got signs of wife beater all over it, and I'm not being cute. If you can't love something that needs you to exist, then you're pretty self-centered, narcissistic, and probably think of women as lessers in society. I'm just an anomaly because I love animals, and I think women are lesser in society. That's why all the I'm number two billboards have women on it. Find some of it this show that would play it like this.
No.
Al, is there anybody else on the phone that's a female?
No one else. I'm sorry.
How about a slick twink?
None of those either.
give it a second.
Okay.
What is today? Yeah, I should feel better by tomorrow. I feel a little bit better today. I took Tuesday off. I did whatever grieving I needed to. And Gina, my housekeeper, she was already way ahead of me. She had put away all of Rocco's pictures, took his name off, label off his special dog food. So she was already thinking ahead. So she's been a big help.
That's wonderful.
You think she'll f*** me?
No.
Sorry, ma'am.
Anybody up here ready for a circle jerk?
Alfie earlier said he was.
No,
he said
no,
he was really looking forward to one.
No.
You can't do a circle jerk, which is one guy.
Well, if you use both
hands. That's queer.
Okay, then. Okay, didn't realize you had standards.
All right, what have we got left? We can go. On an up note.
There are 8 things pretty much everyone worries about when they're having sex.
Okay.
For one, whether the other person is enjoying it. That's a top concern people have when they're getting it on. Number two, people also are concerned if they're sweating too much. Nothing screams, you know, sex appeal like dropping sweat into your partner's eye.
I like sweat. In fact, I'm kind of okay with, dated chicks, and they're going, well, yeah, I just came from the gym. Well, now's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, chicks are immediately want to get in the shower, and you're just like, no, you look good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, but I stink. That's all right. You don't normally stink, so I know it's not an infection. Let's go.
Number three, you're worried about your own facial expressions.
Yeah, I try and keep those under control.
Especially when, like, years ago when I had heard that the same face you make in bed is...
Don't say it, because the last time you said it, it ruined every time I go to the gym.
It's true.
And when guy's doing really heavy weights, that's the face he makes when he's having an orgasm.
Yeah, same with chicks. It's like if it's supposed to be universal. Your workout face is the same as your O face.
Who told you this?
I honestly don't even remember who it was. I heard it so many years ago. But next time you're like watching your form in the gym, you're going to think that's what she sees.
So I don't watch my form. And now I don't look at anybody in the gym.
It, all of a sudden.
Because you don't want to see some old man doing curls with, like, you know, 15-pound dumbbells going.
Although sometimes it can be pretty funny. Like, man, you think he looks like that? Ew. He's married.
During sex, first of all, you're in close proximity. They can't really see your face. And if you're doing doggy, you can make whatever face you want.
And you better make sure there's not a mirror.
It's like when you're doing them doggy, you can make the Chevy Chase faces.
Give yourself a high five.
Yeah, like Chevy Chase used to do on SNL behind Jane.
Also, people worry about what your naughty parts look like from their perspective, as opposed to, you know, you seeing something from above. You got to think what she sees when it's coming at her.
You've already played with it for a while. You already know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't like it, you wouldn't keep playing with it.
Number five, how long you're taking to finish?
Normally, in the beginning of a relationship, I'll whip off a batch so I can sustain a little longer instead of just hopping into bed and going, all right, let's get this.
Okay, yeah. That one's for you.
Yeah, long night.
They made like a fireworks show that just didn't have the 20-minute lead up. Sometimes I kind of get ooped out if they've got errant dingleberries.
Ew. I can imagine that being a bit of a distraction.
Well, depends on where you are.
Mm.
If it's in their beard.
What else is on the list?
Number six, cramping up when things are getting good.
Cramping up where? It's like a leg muscle or something?
Leg. It could be a calf muscle. It could be the one in the in your foot, like your arch.
Well, all you got to do is get up, stand on that for a second, and immediately it goes away, and then you just jump back in.
But
most guys don't know that. I think Chloe knew it. When you get those calf things in the middle of the night that are really painful, and you just twitch your foot around thinking it's going to go away, it's just a muscle that's out of alignment. You get up, you stand on it, it immediately goes away.
I think I've tried that, and for some reason, I don't remember it working.
I will
try that again.
That's why I always standing up.
So that way you avoid the cramping issue.
I get cramps.
Number seven, if they noticed that you just zoned out for a minute.
Well, sometimes I zone out for a minute. You know, if I don't think I can finish, I start thinking about, you know, other people.
Any, like who?
Don Adams.
Why Don Adams?
I don't know. It's just something about a guy talked into his shoe.
I guess there really wasn't a whole lot of sexual tension on Get Smart, but.
Or Kent McCord from Adam 12.
Mm.
Think about him sometimes. Julio, the neighbor on Sanford and Son.
Okay.
He was exotic.
And these all help kind of just.
Help me finish.
Oh, help me. Oh, okay.
No, it's not to hold off. Oh. Like, I don't want to shoot right now. I've talked, you know, think about sports. I think about sports, I start thinking about Nolan Ryan and him selling meat, and I shoot.
What are some other things?
And then finally.
Just one more.
Yeah, one more. And finally, the things that everyone worries about during sex, the constant threat of accidentally passing gas.
Well, you just pass that off as a, you know, like burping after a good meal.
Yeah.
So after you're done, you roll like, over.
Whew. Oh, baby. My compliments to the I know sometimes I get excited and for whatever reason just shout out Bette Midler. Sometimes I do fart during sex.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I've been working on the railroad, and I don't know why. The only time I give a chick orgasm was when I accidentally had a seizure during sex.
Don't stop!
Someone better grab his tongue.
Okay. Oh,
I think I'm gonna. What's the matter?
It's all right now. I swallowed my tongue. Sometimes I hope they don't notice that my has a stuttering problem.
Big concern.
But it helps if my penis sings it. What a burger.
Singing penis.
I got nothing else.
You don't need anything else.
Sometimes it turns me off if the chick's got boogers. I don't know where those come from.
Only sometimes?
Well, yeah.
Other times
you ever get down that zone and then she's got boogers and you gotta tell her, hey, you got one hanging.
Kind of like when she sleeps, they just pop up.
clam tissue.
Got to roll her over because it starts snoring.
How come there's a the only chick I ever dated that queefs when she's asleep? Maybe you got sleep in the... Maybe you need a one of them paps.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up. For the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and Instagram too, I believe. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
See ya.
The Metroplex.